systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Finally, today is Friday, May 8th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 189 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 10 or 11 or midnight Montana time. Look at our new room.
I love it.
Isn't it sexy?
It is sexy. I'm looking at it right now.
I am also on this laptop since it's just me and you tonight. Also, has been a while.
It has. Hey. We can finally just blow it down, you and I.
I missed you.
I missed you too.
Fuck, man. Where did this bitch come from?
I don't know.
Fuck.
She's been here since swept her up off the streets.
Episode 130 something. She ain't fucking left.
I know. That's a first.
I know. That's awesome. So, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good now that this fucking over
good
with.
Good now that everything's fucking working.
God damn it.
So, yeah, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read on the show, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. If you call when the show is not live, leave us a message, say hi, tell us how much you fucking love this shit that we speak. So, yeah, if you're wondering what the fuck we're talking about, Shazam says time for a circle jerk. We might have to do that real
quick. We might. We
should
have done
that. Not much of a circle, it's more of like a parallel line jerk.
Right.
It's more like me jerking you off and you enjoying it. That's what it is. There's no circle to it.
No, it just makes it sound less gay, I guess.
But yeah, so yeah. Basically, we're just kind of sick of, you know, wondering whether or not live video was going to be up to the task of handling our live show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, and what we really, I think what turned the tide to make us go with Ustream is that on a Wednesday show, I recorded the whole show because Ustream has a broadcast option that you can record the actual video.
Right.
And since we use this Adobe Flash Media Encoder thing, like I played it. If you go to thejamhole.com/forums and look under the video section and check out episode 188. Like, it is so clear and awesome looking.
We are the best looking podcast on the internet.
Fucking A,
I have
dude.
To say
and
so.
It's not in little fucking 30-minute chunks.
No.
It's one 2 hour,
what, 130 minute fucking thing.
Yes. It's fucking awesome. So that kind of kicked us over the line because, like, I don't know, maybe Ustream has the same problems. I don't know. From what everybody has been telling me, it's all good. So thejamhole.com/chat, that is going to be where you can go. It's on our site. You have my screen, you have Braden's screen, and under that you have a chat by mibit.com under there. It's hooked to our IRC chat. So if you don't want to use that and you're watching the video from our actual Ustream page, you can still go to irc.quakenet and then pound the jam hole, and that'll bring you into our chat room. But other than that, yeah, just thejamhole.com/chat. That'll take you to every place. You can see the fucking screens, both of ours. You can see the fucking chat. Hopefully, thejamhole.com/feedback still works. And I'm going to make a couple redirects. We're just, you know, we are trying to get this together.
Yeah, we just got it, like, working. Like,
right. Oh, my
just
mom
like this.
Just texted me, happy Mother's Day Sunday, Mom. She's not going to be here for Mother's Day because she's in California.
Still?
Yeah, her mom, my grandma, is, like, she's getting up in her 80s. And she's never had any kind of health problems. Never been to a doctor because of problems. Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. I have a grandma
and,
like that.
Yeah, like just bulletproof,
yeah,
it seems.
Just way
but,
old, though.
So I guess in the past month or two, she's been getting kind of sick and not feeling good, not feeling very good lately. So she went to the doctor and got some tests done, and my mom got, like, kind of freaked out because she had never gone to the doctor.
Right, and now she does, so what's the reason? Why are you going?
And because, you know, they live in California, we live up here in Montana, she doesn't see her mom that much, my grandma, so she wanted to go down there just in case something does happen, so she can spend some time with them before, you know, they kick the bucket or
right.
whatever.
Well, yeah, when you're starting to get that old, you kind of have to think about it a little bit. Because, you know, any day now, really, it seems like.
Villa Chick says, warning, Keith and the girl may be taking over Jam Hole. That's the live video chat plan.
Got it.
I don't even know what that means, so.
I don't know. That means that
come
everyone.
Come on in. Hey, yeah. There's room for everybody.
Hopefully you don't crash our brand new thing.
I know. Don't break our brand new thing.
Yeah,
thejamhole.com/chat. We were looking at Keith and the girls chat because we noticed they had a bunch of windows on different cameras. And I'm like, how do we fucking do that? So the best thing I could figure out, and I talked to Keith a little bit, and he's like, I don't know, I didn't set it up, use different cameras.
Of course you did.
And different accounts, so yeah. Fuck me, whatever that fucking means. So we made different accounts, got the high-quality encoder on there, and now we're like, okay, so how do we put all this in one fucking window? So I'm like, maybe. So basically, I'm not even
this way.
If you guys were here, we had them on while we were doing this, so you could have watched us fuck with all of that. Basically,
it was us deleting code and then writing in code, hoping it's what it's supposed to be.
Trial and error.
Yeah,
that's how I learned to code just now.
It works, but it takes a long fucking time.
It does. It fucking works.
But it takes forever.
The awesome thing is, like, we didn't know what to use for a chat because usually we were using either live videos chat or Ustream's chat. So I'm like, remember our old web-based Java IRC thing?
Yeah.
Let's just fucking throw that motherfucker in there.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
That was a great fucking idea. So we fucking spent all this time trying to get that to work, and like 3 hours later, it finally fucking worked, and I'm like, fucking victory lap, yeah!
And then even once it did work, it took forever to load.
Because Java is a memory-destroying whore.
Especially if you run Vista with a gig of RAM.
Yeah, exactly. And so we finally got that working, and then I talked to our friend that does coding for a living, and he's like, oh, use this.
Oh, thanks.
In like 10 minutes, and we're like, boom,
done. After 3 hours of fucking with the old one.
Yeah, fucking perfect. So, I appreciate that, Chris, of Breathe Code, whatever you want to call it. And also, real quick, Paulo, I noticed that he is in the chat now.
Yeah, it sounded like he was throttled by the balls.
We got throttled also.
I got terminated.
You got
terminated. I was terminated.
I fucking reached over. I'm like, come with me if you want to live. And he's like, oh, I'm terminated. Fuck. But yeah, speaking of Paulo, thank you so much. I checked the P.O. Box, 3652 Kalispell, Montana, 59903 today, and there was a little thing in there, and it's
a
like...
A little? It was
no,
pretty
no, no,
fat.
No, not in there. In our little P.O. Box, right. There's a paper, and it's like, you have a parcel.
Oh.
And I'm like...
It wasn't a key to the big one?
No, not even that, because it was insured or something. So I'm like, what the fuck could this possibly be?
It's like drugs.
Yeah, I'm like, huh. So I'm like, looking around, no SWAT team.
Nope,
looking
good.
Around, no cops. Okay, right. Here's this. Can I have whatever my fucking parcel is?
I swear I don't know what's in it.
Yeah, I'm just the pickup guy.
Right, it's not even for me.
I have no idea what's in it. So I go there and I get the parcel, and it's this little, I don't even know where it's at. I think we threw away the package. But yeah, it's this little fucking package just crammed full of shit, and it's to Matt, Braden, and Danny at the Jam Hole. So I'm like, well, I can't be a dick and just open it here and see what it is. So I'm feeling it and shaking it, trying to figure out
what
it
is. Which is the first thing I did when I saw
it,
too.
And I'm like, holy shit, did he get us a 2-gig stick of RAM for our fucking Sony Bio laptop?
It had that plastic case feeling.
Yeah.
But like, it was really fat.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck, because we were going to open it on the show. And I'm like, well, what if it's the RAM? We could be using it for the show. And if you guys were wondering if you wanted to get us one, it looks like this. So you can go ahead and get us one of those to the P.O. box. But yeah, so I open it up, and it's like two things of inked earbuds, ear candy, or what's the company?
Skull candy, New York.
Right. Okay. Skull candy inked earbuds. And then it's another package with the Chops Skull Candy earbuds, but they're the kind that clip on your ears.
Right.
Which I assume were for me because of how much I've expressed to you all how I fucking just hate fucking earbuds.
And
then
those
are
earbuds without the hassle of them.
Right. And yeah, and they're so comfy right on. And they're awesome. And then there was this little fucking guy right here.
The smallest mouse I've ever seen.
Laser optical
It is as big as my index finger, literally.
And then there was this little guy.
I wonder
what's up, little guy? It's a little fucking...
They can't even see that.
This is going to crash. But no, you plug it in, and it's a little LED, so you can see your keys. I assume this was for Danny, because she's the only one of us that can't, like, not have to look at the keyboard while she's typing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, dude, it was like fucking Christmas. We were in here, we're just like, what else is in there? Holy shit, and this, and, like, trying to figure out whose is whose. And
it was pretty sweet. It was like Christmas.
Yeah, it was like Christmas.
It was.
So thank you very much, Paula. That was fucking awesome.
I can't believe you managed to jam all that stuff into one package.
I know, we had it, like, open and just laying on the couch.
Like,
I'm like, how the fuck did all that shit fit in there?
It's awesome.
Fucking amazing. So, you may be noticing that I shaved
a part of your face.
A little bit. Now, you may be wondering why.
Yeah, you got the little Mexi stash going.
This is in remembrance to all of my dead homies. From the fourth of me that is
now
Mexican,
dead from swine flu.
That is also now dead from swine flu.
Yeah.
Pour out a little Corona for all my dead essays. I'm going to wear my face like this until swine flu, a.k.a. the Mexican flu, is cured. In remembrance of my
it
dead
It makes
essays.
You look more Mexican.
All 100 really of does. My... I was going to wear my fucking black beanie and just be like, kaboom, essay.
Stop, Holmes.
Do you know what I mean? It's a jam hole.
That would have been great.
Just be like an awful fucking Carlos Mencia impression the whole show.
Yeah, I know. At least you're more Mexican than he is.
I know! That's the awesome part about it. I'm so much fucking more Mexican than that fucker. So, I was driving around today. I had my in-town route and shit. And you might have saw this on thejamhole.com/Twitter. let's talk about yesterday.
Okay.
Did you read on Twitter about how I racked my nuts with the fucking 5-gallon jug of water?
No, I didn't see that.
Holy Christ. So, if I have the jugs, and some of them have handles, like, you know, some of them don't, right?
Right.
And usually the old ladies always want the handle ones, whatever. If I'm carrying two with handles, and I come to a door that I have to pull open, I can put one jug under my arm where the other jug is and hold it like that while I open the door.
Uh-huh.
And I can carry three that way, but it's hard to walk.
Can you do four?
No. I could if someone put the fourth one there, but I can't, like, pick it up.
Right.
But so, and this has totally happened before, but I've never done it as hard as I did it on fucking Thursday. Like, I grab the jug, put it under my arm. As I put it under there, and as I'm coming down with this arm with the jug in it, dude, in the fucking nuts.
How'd
and I'm
that
like,
feel?
Oh, I have to fucking throw up now. This hurt. It hurts so bad. But I had, like, I was walking into the place, you know? So I, like, and
you
I.
You gotta walk it off.
Oh.
You just gotta fucking walk it off.
I had to fucking bend over and pick up my balls and
shit.
But, like, I do it so quick because it, like, I do it all day long and it, I.
A right, lot you don't of even jugs, think about it.
Yeah, and a lot of the jugs now have handles. So I just, like, dish! And I open the door, just walking, like, trying to choke the fucking vomit back and shit, and I'm like, oh, and I got in my
you
truck.
Swallow it.
I got in my truck and fucking I fucking swallowed it and Twittered it. I fucking, like, just racked my
nuts. You should
nuts.
Have puked and, like, took a picture and Twittered that.
FML and FMN, and only a couple people got what FMN was, and it's, yes, it is indeed fuck my nuts. But, oh my God, dude, and I heard it, too. Like, it just made that sound. Oh, God, dude.
God, that's miserable.
And, like, for the next three stops, I was just like, fucking nuts, dude. I went, like, why are they... The most sensitive part of my body, and they're just hanging out, like, right in the front, just like, hit me. I dare ya. Just, oh, dude. Fucking horrible.
You might want to wear a cup when you go to work.
I should fucking start, because, and especially they got water in them, and, you know, the water gets moving, I do this, and then the water's, like, ready to come back.
It's got
and
the
it's,
momentum
it's hard
going.
To, yeah, it's hard to stop it, and it just, oh, dude. I'm surprised I did not vomit. I know. I was very proud of myself.
Have you ever vomited from getting hit in the nuts?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Me too,
usually,
bro.
It was like when you're a kid and you're playing like kickball or something.
Yeah.
Or soccer and someone like slides or misses the ball.
I got hit in the nuts with a soccer ball.
Snowballs, baseballs, all that shit. But usually in baseball, you're wearing a cup if you're playing, you know, like on a team and stuff. But yeah, I have dodgeball. What's a good one?
Yeah, I can't imagine getting hit in the nuts when those dudes
And
kick
usually
it.
I'm quick like in sports like that and
right,
stuff.
Right, you're watching the whole time.
The worst one is like skateboarding or biking. I remember this one time mountain biking a long time ago when I used to live up at my mom's house, and something was wrong with the shifters and shit, so sometimes the chain would like skip a thing, and I was like getting up like ready to just pedal, and it fucking skipped, and I dude, fucking nuts right on the car. And like ever since that happened, I've been a little gun shy, like to pedal, like even though my specialized now is just rock solid, not a fucking
but
problem.
But you're still thinking
but
about
still,
it.
But still, it's always in my mind, like I'm getting ready to just fucking go, and I'm like, man, that
hurt. All right,
hurt.
Take her easy.
Hey, remember when that happened? It fucking hurt, didn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to feel that, do you?
It fucking hurt so bad. So yeah, like I was going to tell you guys, today I was fucking driving around, I'm doing my thing, and I'm up by Meridian where the junior high is, you know that hill?
Yeah.
And I see, as I'm coming up it, there's this dude, like, I pass this dude riding up it on, like,
You're going
up,
down the hill?
No, I'm going up it, and he's also going up it, but I pass him, because obviously I'm in the truck, right? So I pass him, and, like, he's on this trike, the three-wheel, but it's a pedal bike and shit.
Really?
Dressed from head to toe in rainbow colors. Like, it wasn't like a... I don't know. It wasn't tie-dye, but it was... It reminded me of a Gallagher thing almost for some
reason. Just a lot of bright colors?
Just really bright, rainbowy kind of colors. Matching hat, shirt, pants. The bike was all bright colors and shit. And I was just like... That's weird.
The
like,
fuck is that?
The fuck is that? I've never seen that before. I didn't think nothing of it.
You should have taken a picture.
I should have. Well, I didn't think nothing of it. I was just like, it's just a dude riding his bike. He wears weird clothes. It's like, whatever.
Fucking fruit,
it was like the weird shovel lady, you know?
Yeah.
It was like,
just walks around with a shovel.
Yeah. So then I'm like, I make my stop and I come back down the hill and he's like, pedaling and like getting ready to go back down the hill, but he looks so weird. He reminded me of Pee Wee Herman on his bike, like just
this like, fucking crazy,
like just trying to. And he starts hauling ass down this hill, and I'm like watching, thinking maybe he's gonna walk.
Are you behind him?
Eat shit, yeah. And then you know I pass him and I do my thing, and I go back up the hill to go up towards the hospital area. And this is probably, you know, like 15, 20 minutes later, because I had a couple stops, and then I go back up. And now he's standing at the top of the intersection where the stoplight is, kind of by where you'd go into the hospital area.
Yeah.
Holding a sign that says REV1:3. And I'm like...
Is that a Bible verse?
Revelations 1:3.
Really?
Like, just looking crazy. Had, like, ski, snowboard goggles on.
It's like,
on.
Dude, you already look crazy enough.
And I totally, I was gonna look it up, but I totally forgot. So let me,
Revelations 1:3, is that what it
Google
was?
Google that shit real quick. Yeah,
that's
Revelations 1:3. I don't know if anybody
is
knows
there...
it. Okay, here we go. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God... Now, keep in mind, this guy is holding a sign that says this. So
right, looking
he
as
wants,
he it does.
Right,
okay.
He wants you to know about this. So whatever I'm about to read here, and I totally don't know this, like, I've memorized a lot of Bible verses, but I don't recall this one. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. This sounds almost like some end is nigh type shit.
I think
like,
so.
It is
Revelations.
Well, yeah, but I mean like
most
this
of it
particular,
is.
A lot of it's describing the seven things and this and that and the other and whatever. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. Is this guy in rainbow the angel? Or is he the servant, John?
He's the servant.
Probably the servant.
Yeah.
To his servant, John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy. That would be me.
Right.
Because I'm... right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I think so.
I feel blessed, kind of.
Kind of? You might want to drink some holy water.
That's just gas. Never mind. blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it. That is all you. You are all blessed.
Wow.
Who hear it and take to heart what is written in it.
Oh.
Because the time is near.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep.
And, like, this, maybe you guys are like, well, that's not weird. There's people all the time.
Everyone's doing that.
It's in all the movies. It's
right.
Like the classic.
Everyone's thinking about the end in 2012.
Well,
and
not just that, but I'm saying even, like, back when Ghostbusters, the first movie came out, when people all that shit was like, happening, there was the guy holding the sign that said, the end is nigh. I think I even maybe remember one of them saying Revelations 1-3, maybe. I don't know.
Revelation something.
The weird thing is, here in Kalispell, we never see, like, I've never seen this before.
Like, I've never seen anyone holding up a sign with a Bible verse in it.
Yeah, not unless they're protesting something,
for
like,
that.
Specific, but
right.
Just by himself, just got done riding a couple laps down the fucking
hill
on his God bike or whatever. And
sweet.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man, that's fucking weird. Like, by the time, usually we get things kind of last, so maybe the end is finally near, you know?
Maybe.
Like, back in 85 or 87, whenever Ghostbusters came out, it was like, well, yeah, you know, it's getting there, but not, like, it's not right around the corner. You still have some time, but I guess now the end is near.
Mm.
That's kind of creepy.
It is.
But
I like how all the crazy people in Kalispell we know about, and it seems different than a big place because, like, in New York City, there's, you know, thousands of crazy people everywhere.
Well,
but here,
yeah, yeah,
we only have these certain few that really stick out, and they're just fucking hilarious.
I know, it's great, and just because we're always, like, out and about so often, we
yeah,
see it
well,
so
much.
Well,
and it's such a small place, you always run into the same
and
people.
What I really enjoy is that whenever, like I was saying, in Ghostbusters or any kind of movies like that, whenever you see the guy holding up sign like that, he's always the token crazy homeless guy.
He is, yeah.
At least crazy. War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise.
Right.
That movie,
that crazy
there was
dude.
One in there.
Yep.
Like, I'm sure if I thought about it, I could think of a whole bunch of other examples.
Right, that's how they always portray
but
it, though.
For being a religion thing, a religious thing that so many people believe in, like, you sure, you know, make it known that
you're not
these
a very good poster child for
yeah,
them. I'll
exactly.
Say that.
Like, you're crazy when that happens, but, you know, don't ask me about my faith because,
right,
you know, that's not polite. And,
we don't
know,
question
right,
that.
And because when you do
it's
ask,
not polite for you to ask me about my faith, but it's polite for me to shove it down your fucking
that's
throat.
That's right. It's not, not only is it polite, it is expected.
Yes, it is.
Expected.
I expect expect it.
When expect it and accept it.
I don't accept it.
You need
it's
to
unacceptable.
Start because, hey, I heard.
Hey, have you accepted Jesus Christ into your life
hey,
yet?
Have you heard? Not only is bird the word, but also the end is near.
Right.
The end is upon us. So, on Thursday, guess who I saw? Guess who came over to my house?
Who?
Sean.
Really?
Friday,
oh, okay.
Sean.
I heard about
and
that.
And I Twittered that on the jam hole. He's like, I guess him and his girl broke up, and that's why we hadn't seen him for so long.
Was he depressed or something?
No, not at
oh,
all.
Oh, because he was with the girl.
Well, yeah, but he tried to do the whole raise her child thing.
Right.
He raised her.
He was trying to be their dad, basically.
Exactly, and settle down and be married and do
right.
that whole thing. And, like, I saw him while I was driving around in Whitefish, and he's like, man, I need to start writing and doing more hip-hop stuff. Like, that's what he always really wanted to do, was
right.
rap. And back when I first started doing that stuff, like, a long fucking time ago, like, maybe 6 months after I started, that's how I met him, and then he started. And, you know, he had just started, so he wasn't very good, so I was trying to, like, show him and stuff. But then he mm-hmm. got, like, really good.
I've heard one of his songs.
Yeah, you heard
or a
that
couple
one
of them.
He recorded over here.
Yeah.
It's
and then
really
that
awesome.
Old one you recorded with him.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess, you know, he did the show with us for a while. If you go back to episode 10, that was his very first appearance here. He was, yeah, the Paulo says, God, I'd forgotten about Sean.
Yeah,
me
no.
too, my friend.
Seriously.
Me too.
I haven't heard from him in forever.
Yeah, so, you know, he was on episode 10, and he was our Friday guy for a while, and then he just, I think a lot of it, no, Bird says, is he the one in the salvia
bin? That's his little brother,
that's
Matt.
That's his little fetal alcohol syndrome brother, Matt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
They look a lot alike.
Not really.
I think
Matt's
they do.
Matt's big and, like, ogre-ish.
But just in the face, kind of.
Well, the face. They have the same eyes and facial structure.
And they both got that fucking
that,
cigarette
that
voice.
Gruff. Hey, Marge, you know a cigarette.
They both have that.
They totally do. But yeah, so he kind of disagreed with a lot of like the religious stuff we would talk
about.
And
that's kind of why Matt left too, isn't it?
Is it?
I thought
Matt
so.
Just, he had a lot of shit going
He's
on.
Just
he
fucked
was
in the head.
Trying to find a job and then, you know, him and his girl broke up. He moved back to Libby. But Sean has always been here in Whitefish. But we never saw him anymore because he went with that chick. They were living together.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tried to, you know, do the nice thing and settle down and raise her kid.
So he had no. So he lost all of his friends for a
while.
Well,
pretty much.
Because it was mostly his fault, I'm sure, because he excluded himself from them and just focused on this family he's trying to bring up.
That's what he said. He's like, I gave up my writing, my music. He was making beats. He was doing a lot of stuff, and he started to get really good at it.
Yeah,
and
he was.
I wanted to work with him with a
he
bunch
had some
of stuff.
Decent beats.
And he's like, you know, I tried it, but the whole time I'm raising this kid and being with this girl, like, it was always in the back of my mind, like, what if I would have stuck with that? Like, where would it have gone? And, you know, they were always arguing. It wasn't working out very well. So he's like, I saw him in Whitefish, and he's like, yo, I want to get together and start writing shit. And I'm like, well, I just finished this album, but there's room, like, for a couple more songs. I'm like, if you want to throw something on there, if you want to write one with me, we can throw it on there as long as it's done by June 1st and, you know, there. So he's like, yeah, let's do it. So on Thursday, he came over, and we found a beat that I hadn't used yet that was royalty-free and decent. And, you know, we started writing to it. And we got about half of a song done with the chorus. And it's really – I really like it, like, how it's turning out. And it was just cool to, like – it reminded me of when we first started doing this back when I lived in fucking Lakeside. And I had that little one-bedroom apartment with the pink foam staple gun to the wall and all that shit. Like, it was really awesome. So,
but you guys are both better now.
Yeah, yeah, much, much better. And he has gotten a lot better, even though he hasn't been doing it in a while because of the girl and raising
but
the kid.
But since
thing.
Then, I bet he's put all of his time into
it. Well, he hasn't, and now he's like, he came over, he's like, so, have you gotten anything written? I'm like, nope, I've been doing all this stuff for the show and this and that and working. And
he
like,
just
well,
got done writing
got,
a whole album.
Well, no, well, and that. So. And so he's like, well, I got this, so I looked at what he got and the chorus, and I started working off the chorus, and by the time we were done in, like, you know, half hour, an hour, I had a good, you know, like, first verse, almost part of the second written.
That's awesome.
And that got
man.
Me back, because I haven't been wanting to write until this album is done and out, you know, like, after June 1st, then I'll start, but I'm like, fuck it, I might as well start with this song that's gonna go on the album, and as soon as I started writing that, like, it's been nonstop since,
you're
dude.
Just
like,
thinking
at
about
work,
it?
Just constantly in the bathroom instead of reading The God Delusion. Now
you're
I'm, like,
writing
again. I'm, like, all these ideas, and they're just fucking pouring out. So it's going to be cool. We're going to try and just fill up the rest of the CD with whatever he has, and that one song that me and him are working on that's just about done.
Nice.
And then a couple of songs that are, like, just him that I'm going to put on there. So
that'll be cool.
It'll be, like, a full CD.
So he has
just
a couple songs done, just him?
Well, that he wants to, he needs to re-record and stuff.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah,
but
like,
they're done.
All,
he's got the words.
They're written, yeah, and all done and stuff.
That's
so
sweet.
Yeah, it was cool. It was just cool to see him, and he's like, I'm ready for my comeback on the show. I'm
yeah,
like,
well, was he here Wednesday? Was it Wednesday or Monday?
It was Monday and then Thursday.
Yeah, because I saw him here before the show that one day.
Yeah, so yeah, and he wants to come back on the show and just kind of talk about what's been going on.
Yeah,
and
I'd like to have him on the show again.
Yeah, so I told him, like, you know, you're always fucking welcome. He's like, and since he had last been on the show, like, we haven't had cameras and laptops.
Right.
Like,
we didn't
still
do it live.
In the fucking thing.
No. I think we were still in. We were still in the office the
whole
time.
Yeah, it was. Sorry, there was whoever tried to just call in. If you want to call, I wasn't looking at the screen, but I got it now. So if you want to call,
oh, is it not on auto answer?
No, it's oh, it's a local number.
Oh,
I wonder who it is.
Oh, call it back.
Should we call?
Call it.
All right, just a sec.
Can God, I hope it's another.
Please enjoy the music
douche.
While your party is.
Is it that same?
Oh, that's Adam.
I know it's Adam.
He's drinking with Jay right now.
Hello.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. What's up, dude? What the fuck are you doing? Don't waste my time. What the fuck are you doing? What's up?
What's up, man? This is Jay. I'm just fucking around.
Oh, what's up, Jay? I thought it was Adam. So
it's Adam's phone.
I was gonna give him a bunch of shit.
That's awesome.
What the fuck?
Yeah, for Matt's birthday, yeah, dude. We're just fucking around with you.
Whose birthday?
Your show all day.
Whose birthday?
It's my
unbirthday. Oh, mine too.
I think that's all of us.
No shit. What are you guys doing? Just drinking and shit?
Yeah, Jay and Adam from Ass Bloodshed calling up the jam hole and support.
Nice, nice. Well, hey, we'll give you a call when we're done with the show. Maybe we'll come hang out.
All right, man. Fuck yeah.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Adam just texted me like 5 minutes ago. What's the jam hole number?
Nice. He must have found it.
I guess so.
Right on. Well, yeah, so it was cool, and like he's like, wow, you guys wear the cameras for and this and that, and he's like, wow, like really, you guys are doing all these
and nice, like, microphones.
Yeah, yeah, three condenser. Like it's come a long way since the show was
so much
in the office.
There's
and all this.
Three more computers than there was then.
A fucking two video thing in a chat room.
Yeah.
So real quick before we get into some fuck my life and some news and shit. I was listening to Big Mouth's podcast, episode 56.
Uh-huh.
I know Danny was listening to the live version. I was out here watching Heroes and falling asleep to
How's
it.
How's Heroes doing? I haven't been
I
watching
know.
It.
I don't know. I fell asleep to it.
Oh.
I had like five episodes to catch up on.
He fell
we
asleep.
Got some food, came here, started watching it, ate, got through one episode, and I remember getting through like half of the next one.
And then you started digesting.
And she was like, well, asleep. I'm going to go watch Big Mouth's. Do you want to watch it? I'm like, nah, I'm going to try and catch up on Heroes so I can, you know, be done with that fucking show. And, yeah, I fell asleep. So, I don't know. I was kind of tired, but I don't know. Maybe it's getting kind of dry in its old age.
So dry.
But Big Mouth's podcast, episode 56. The only thing I really want to say is that you listened to it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was possible to make something called a podcast any more nerdier than it possibly could be.
Unless it's hosted by Josh of the Big Mouth podcast,
but
who's a big geek.
Fucking shit,
and
dude.
Then his bro that they call up.
You brought it to a whole new fucking level.
That is the geekiest shit.
I was not fucking... I couldn't help myself from fucking slurping in between. So they're talking about Star Trek, the movie that's coming out.
Right.
Me, personally, I've never watched a movie of Star Trek. I've never watched a single episode of any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Futurama episode where the Star Trek guys are in it. Like, I get it. I understand it. I remember when Deep Space Nine was on TV and I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
It never caught my attention. And I really like sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, the
but
only
just,
reason I know anything about Star Trek is because my dad used to watch the TV show all the time.
Is that, yeah.
The Star Trek movies are actually all right.
Like, I understand that it was maybe one of the pioneering shows in sci-fi for
there's
people.
A lot of stuff that's been invented
because of that
movie.
I
like,
just,
the cell phone.
It didn't grab my attention. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so there, and, you know, the new movie does, I've
it
seen
does
a preview
cool,
for
yeah.
it. I watched the trailer online. It looks cool, and I'll probably download. I don't know if I'll go
see it. I'm not going to go see it. I'll probably go see the new Terminator.
That, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I didn't see the last new Terminator.
The last Terminator
out.
Was dumb.
But that, yeah.
But this is totally different. This is totally different.
And I am a fan of Christian Bale's work.
Yeah, and Arnold isn't in it, and I'm kind of sick of that motherfucker.
I know. He's like, I'm actually busy running California.
Yeah.
California.
How can you act when you have a whole state
I know.
To run? It's, you can't
and
act.
It, and if he was, I would be very concerned for the state of California.
Right.
The state of California.
Right.
Like, that, I don't know. Like, are you really, like, everything's done. homework's done, checked your work.
Right, you
like,
signed all
done.
The forms.
All right, go play.
Wait, did you make weed legal yet? No, nope.
Oh,
sorry, can't
get
ask.
Your ass back in get, the motherfucking...
Get back in that office right now.
But yeah, so they're talking about it, and Josh is like, we're going to call up this guy that lives down the street who apparently owns multiple Battlestar Galactica and Halo helmets.
Actually, he has the whole fleet.
The whole fleet.
The whole fleet in diecast metal.
So it goes from talking about this movie, and he's the kind of nerd that's like, well, I usually, when movies like this come out, and I'm very excited for them, I usually go online about 3 months earlier and read the whole screenplay.
What?
What? Did you just say?
You read the whole screenplay?
Are you for real?
Like, really, dude?
I don't know what's real right
do
now.
Do you even need to watch the movie now?
Is this real?
And
do
he
you,
knows,
do you, act
you could ask him any single question about Star Trek or anything
oh,
nerd, and
people.
He would know the answer,
people,
I swear.
People.
He would know the answer.
Like...
Like, they're talking about some food that these guys in Star Trek... He's like, oh, you mean the flea blorp?
The glock knock?
Yeah.
And it's awesome what? That, like, I know they're... It's funny and they're talking to him like it, but he's serious. Like,
oh, he's for... This is his life.
Yeah.
This is his
and
life.
And then Josh is like, have you ever seen a movie called The 40-Year-Old Virgin? And I'm
like,
just like...
There's
crack.
A big long pause and then he's like...
Yeah,
yeah,
I've seen it. Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm not saying that's you.
But
or
when's
nothing.
The last time you've brought a woman home to the mothership?
About a month
like
ago.
4 months ago.
Yeah.
But it's just awesome that, like, they called him up to get the rundown.
What the fuck is that smell?
Some's on fire, son.
Definitely. That's... Some is on fire.
Like, for real. Is that know. Our is that our shit?
The window's open.
You want to check the window? Hold on, guys. Something's on fire.
From outside.
Okay. Is it? It's not cold. Like, we should not be burning
no,
things right
it's
now.
Got, it's coming from someone else. It kind of smells
that's
like
thick.
A wood stove, though.
That's fucking thick.
I think it's a wood stove.
Holy shit.
I know.
But yeah, I was blown away that, like, you know, you tell people, like, what do you do... Or what's this thing, the jam hole? You're like, oh, it's a podcast. And they look at you like you're the biggest fucking nerd
yeah.
on the planet.
What the just saying the word
but it's
podcast.
Like, yeah, and it sounds geeky. And then to be talking about that shit on a podcast, I was like,
yeah.
My head almost fucking exploded,
that's
dude.
The geekiest thing since the fucking, what's the, and Muggle Nuts.
Muggle Nuts, oh, fuck
that's
that
that's the geekiest
shit.
Thing since
but,
Muggle Nuts.
And the great thing about it is they were talking about Star Trek, right?
Right.
But this guy's a huge Battlestar Galactica nerd.
So he's got
and, like,
shit everywhere.
It came back.
Hey, what's the first thing you see when we walk into your house? The first issue of Transformers in a sealed case.
Super sealed 295.
I know, there are some numbers in there.
Ion fucking...
Ion
oh,
shielded.
I,
like,
amazing.
I don't know.
But it was just awesome that they called him to talk about Star Trek and somehow he brought it back. To Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. And he kept asking him, how many action
amazing.
Figures do you have on your wall?
I wish the phone call wouldn't
oh
have been all fucking crapped out
I know.
Towards the
it
end.
It kept
was,
cutting out.
It was great. And I didn't know it was possible to make doing a podcast like any more fucking nerdier than that.
You can
but
just talk
Josh,
about that.
Congratulations. You fucking did it.
You win.
Oh, so did I tell you what happened today?
No, what happened today?
Today I was hit by a car.
What?
A car.
You could have told me that earlier.
Rainbow colored car. Oh.
Revelations 1-3.
I called my girlfriend from the hospital and asked her if she could pick me up. She responded by saying, what do you think? You think, yeah, I'll be right there? Oh my god,
no,
you got hit by a car?
Sorry, I'm kind of busy with this other guy.
She responded by saying, fuck you. You always tell me what to do. And hung up.
He didn't
fuck
ask.
My life.
He didn't go, hey, can you pick me up? He was like, come pick me up.
Yeah, no, did you call her up and you're like, bitch, get the fuck over here.
I need a fucking ride.
He was probably like, I saw you driving that car that just fucking hit me.
Yeah,
I fucking saw
it. I know
that.
It. I know it.
Today, while in the hot tub with my friends, my gum fell out of my mouth and I had no idea where it went.
Oh, God, where's this going?
Later that night, I realized it had fallen down my swimsuit and had become adhered
to his dick,
to my pubic hairs, which then stuck to my underwear. Fuck my life. Hey, ask me why I don't wear underwear.
Well, you'd still have it.
Just in case.
Right.
That's...
But it's still stuck in his
just
pubes.
Just do it. Just fucking do it, man.
I'd just shave my pubes.
Like, one... What about two and three?
No, just fucking shave your pubes. You're fine.
Yeah, you'd gum up the fucking razor, though.
So I'd throw the fucker away. At least there's no gum around my dick anymore.
That is a good point. But it would taste like bubble gum. Fruit stripe gum. Today I got the cell phone bill for my family and saw that my son had gone over his limit by around 1,000 messages.
Oh, wow.
Why do you still
have unlimited text, you fucking retard?
Why do you still have limits on that kind of
shit?
Right,
like, you know it's only like an extra $5 for unlimited texting, you know?
Hey, tough economic times.
That $5 a month extra.
Curious to see what he was talking about so much, I read the messages. Apparently...
Wait, he could... How did he read them?
I don't know. Probably through the phone. Probably. Apparently, my 15-year-old son... is actually having more sex than me and my wife. Fuck my life.
Which is none.
So he got a handy by the fucking
the girl next door.
The phys ed teacher in the fucking
bathroom. The phys ed teacher would go all the way with him.
Oh, that's
you know those teachers. They're like the horniest fucking whores.
Because they're not having sex at home with their husbands or wives.
A lot of teachers I've had weren't even in a relationship. They were single. And then we're older, too.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, when we were in school, all the teachers were a lot older and shit. Yeah. Like,
Now they're getting younger and more single.
The idea of Invader Zim, that teacher, like, just the crotchety old,
like that,
angry.
All of them.
But now, like...
The guy teacher always had were always young, but the chicks were always old.
Yeah. That's weird. But now, like, they're all, like, your age or my age.
It's weird. Yeah, they're, like, your age between...
The same grades.
Right.
It's
but
like,
they're all between mine and your age.
It's
like,
weird.
In that.
Yeah. Like, maybe.
And they're all fucking their students.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
What's up with that shit?
I might have to go back to school.
Fuck. Today I was serving at a family restaurant I was serving a family at the restaurant, where I work. I'm just going to say a bunch of words. I want you to assemble it into a fuck my life, okay?
I'll put it into a complete sentence.
When I went. When I went to ask the little girl what she wanted, I was tongue-tied and got cutie and hung mixed up and ended up asking, "What can I get for you, cunty?" Fuck my life. That's fucking awesome. Holy shit.
Wow. That sucks.
Hey, cunt, what do you want?
What do you want?
The fuck do you want? Today I was watching an animal behavior movie, full sex.
Nice.
All of a sudden, it brings up two snails going at it.
Wow.
Full sex.
That's gonna
full snail sex.
Except it took him like an hour to get mounted onto the other snail to fucking. How do snails even have sex?
With
is there like a little penis down there? Those are their eyes. They got
really?
Yeah. They're like weird eyeballs. Yeah, they like come out on a
my
tennis.
Feelers hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true, because every time you touch them, it just goes...
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine if your dick was like a snail's eye? Like, it you turn around and it starts growing and shit, and you like look over and it's like,
away.
It stops, and then like you move towards it and touch it, and it disappears. Yeah.
It's like, god damn it.
Damn it.
This game sucks.
You gotta sneak up on the shit.
I know, and then you gotta clamp it at something.
I got hard watching it. Fuck my life.
Oh, what?
I got hard just talking about it.
About
fuck my
snails
life.
Fucking.
That's,
I can't even imagine what that would look like.
If you had a big giant, like a slug, let's say a snail minus the shell is a slug, right?
Right.
Okay, so you take a big giant slug and you flip it on this, like it looks kind of like vagina lips, right?
Does it? I've never looked.
Really?
No.
I've never looked at a snail, like you've never... Looked under
I
the
fucked
dress
with them, but
a...
I never like looked
really?
And see if they had a dick or
oh,
a
yeah,
vagina.
Oh yeah, you cut a little slit in there. You got yourself a fucking twat, like
really
like that.
But my dick is bigger
I'm
than a
saying,
slug.
a big slug. Like, I'm holding like it like this, bro.
Why are you trying to fuck a slug?
Well, just because, what do you? I don't know. Why are you watching a video of two snails fucking?
I don't know.
Why do you do anything?
That's true.
Why are you watching us talk? I don't know.
Yeah, but at least we aren't snails fucking.
Oh,
I mean,
we're bored. That's why.
That's the answer to every question.
That's awesome. They leave like a little snail trail everywhere they go. Yeah. Like you can never cheat on your snail wife
because
she
could
follow
you,
right? That's awesome. So you fucking, you get home and there's like a little thing of salt around your little snail house.
Oh,
you're like,
shit.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Fuck. This is going to be rough.
It's not a good night.
Rougher going in, man. Yeah. It is coming out. This is going to suck. Today I learned that no matter how much you assume that the crunchy bits in a bag of crisps are in fact crisps, chips,
oh,
to
right.
you, us of A people,
right.
you will occasionally find that your assumptions are wrong. Beatles just don't have the same appeal. Fuck my life.
There was a crunch.
Like in Beetlejuice when he's eating the just.
Have you seen the that old-ass movie Arachnophobia?
Yes.
When I saw that when I was a kid and he found the fucking things in the box of crackers or whatever, every time I would eat chips or crackers, I had to fucking look and like shake the box.
The scene from Arachnophobia where the chick is in the shower.
Yeah, and it fucking...
And it comes down.
And crawls down her.
That every time I'm in the shower, I always check the ceiling.
I always look around.
That movie fucked me up, come to think of it.
Me too, when I was young.
The scene where she goes, the old lady goes to turn the lamp off, she pulls the thing and comes down and bites her.
Yeah.
That freaked me out.
Like I couldn't do anything.
No, I know.
I'm
just
scared.
Not going to move, and I'm going to wait till John Goodman gets here.
Yeah.
It's going to be all good.
It will save me.
But yeah, that was a
That
fucking,
was a really
scary
movie.
Especially at the end
then.
Where the dude's just trapped and they're coming out
yeah,
of
Yeah, and they're
all
huge.
Good.
They're
okay,
fucking,
moving on, moving
They're
on.
Like as big as Kitty. Oh my
moving
God.
Moving on. Disgusting.
Right. Okay.
And that was done pretty well
it
for
was.
How old it was. Like
How
was,
old is it?
90s?
No.
Can one of you guys look up when Arachnophobia was?
Early
90s. If you want to look it up without
It was
crashing,
early 90s.
I'm going to say 91. Excuse my face.
That was
I'm
a good
call
movie,
it
though.
91.
91. I'll say 92.
92? Okay, someone look that up for us, please. TheJamble.com/feedback. Today, I found out that my husband named our daughter after his favorite blank star.
Porn star.
Porn star, you are correct.
What is
Fuck
it?
Fuck my
Give
life.
It, what's in the name?
Jenna? No, I don't know. I'm just guessing. That's awesome.
It doesn't say?
You'd no, it's just, it all it says, today I found out that my husband named our daughter after his favorite porn star. Fuck my life.
Well, damn it. I want to know the porn star.
I know. That's fucking...
Like, I want to make sure he picked a good one.
No shit. Today, my mother called me a bad son for not
Ooh,
telling
that
her
hurts.
Happy Mother's Day.
Have you been...
Real quick, hey mom, happy Mother's
happy
Day.
Happy Mother's Day, mom. Arachnophobia, 1990.
Oh, I was right the first time. I shouldn't have changed my answer to 91.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it. What'd you say?
I said 92, so
well,
you still beat
I
me.
Win either way.
Yeah.
All right. When I told her Mother's Day wasn't until the 10th, she proceeded to tell me that I would have forgotten anyway. Fuck my life.
Have you ever been called a bad son by your mom before? Or even by your dad?
I haven't been called. Well,
like I've gotten that. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
And that almost hurts more.
I'm disappointed in the direction your life has taken.
Or just the decision you
very
chose
disappointed.
To make. Disappointed. Like
but
that's
no,
the worst.
Not, my grandpa used to, but he was always like, you know, he was the police chief lieutenant.
Oh, he's a crotchety
like
old man,
a hard ass, and he was just. He would always get on my case about shit when we used to live in California. I remember when I was a kid, but like my mom was always more laid back, but she wasn't always like that. But when after we moved here and she got divorced from my dad, like she was a lot more laid back about shit. Mm. But I think all
well,
kids.
No, it's just because she fucking gave up.
Well, that.
That's
but
why.
I think all kids go through that phase. Like I can blatantly remember, like just getting so mad and just like losing it. You just be like, I fucking hate you. And, like,
I've been there.
That was like, whoa,
punching walls
like,
and
then
shit.
You felt. Well, I never did that. Like,
I did
I
when
never
I was younger.
Punched walls and shit, but I would just like get so fucking pissed and just yell like I fucking hate you. I hate this. I didn't ask you to bring. bring me into this fucking world. Fuck this and fuck that. And, like, you knew when you went over the line, too.
Right. It's like after 10 fucks, you better stop.
And then mom would always, and then she'd, like, start crying. And then, like, you'd totally feel like
the fuck.
So bad. Like,
I know.
Fuck,
now you're
dude.
Not mad. You're just,
fuck.
Like, hate yourself.
Fuck,
I want to die.
Why do you have to do that?
I know. Like, why can't you just.
And you know, they're, like, laughing underneath it. They're like, yeah, watch this.
Got you
I
back.
Try so hard. God damn it, Mom.
I hate that. Don't cry.
Don't ever cry.
Ever.
Today I had a terrible dream where my boyfriend cheated on me with his blank.
His ex.
Ex! You are on fire,
hey,
my friend.
What can I say?
With his ex.
I'm reading minds.
I woke up almost crying and called him just to tell him how much he means to me.
Why? That's not what you say after someone cheats on you.
No.
Because then they're like, oh,
it was
so
a
you'll
dream,
get back
though.
With me. And then,
it was a dream.
Oh, right.
Turns out, my dream gave him that little extra push he needed to confess he's been cheating on me with his
ex.
His ex.
That
absolutely
is,
fucked
wow,
my
she
life.
Just saw the future.
You know what? I've dated a couple girls that did that kind of shit. Like, when I worked for Alamon, I was dating a girl that lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I would, you know, I was in fucking, like, 1300 miles away and shit, so you're doing whatever pretty much. And every time I cheated on her, the next day I would get a fucking phone call like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah.
And that was the only time you would get it?
Yeah.
It right after you cheat?
Weird. Well, no, like, we would talk a lot, but,
right.
Like, that was the only time she'd be, like...
She'd be weird
more
about
specific.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they have that intuition, or...
I know.
It's the boobs, I think, man.
Really?
They're like,
the boobs? They're like antennas.
Yeah, exactly. I think they are. And then this is like the receiver, the
right.
Twat, the twat receiver, if you will. It's just all that fucking, all the signals just sucks them all in.
Yeah.
Money, car, signals,
yep.
Just sucks it all in.
Drugs.
Your essence.
Yeah.
Drugs,
fuck
if you
your
will.
Soul.
Your soul.
Your will to live.
There's room for your
everything.
Soul, sure.
Oh, there's room for everything in there.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah.
They're like, you know, professional movers. They just pack
yeah,
everything in there so
like
perfect
snails.
That they can
just
fit
carry
no matter...
all that shit on their back.
Yeah.
In their
well,
twat.
On their chest more.
Well, and there. In the twat, out into the boobs.
Right. It's a whole fucking tunnel system going on in there.
Like a little ant farm. If you can
yeah.
X-ray them, it'd be like
yeah.
a little ant farm.
Exactly.
All right, a few more here today. I got to sleep in late for the first time in 3 years. As wife, took our 2 young daughters out of town to visit with her parents. Mistake. Having the 2.
Right.
Right, okay. Just want to clarify that.
Of course, yeah.
I told my mother that I was really looking forward to being able to sleep in this morning. The phone rang at 7:30. It was my mother asking how I slept. Fuck my
life. My mom's a bitch.
I don't know. I'll tell you when I'm done. Click.
No shit.
And then she starts crying.
Oh,
fuck, Mom.
That's
I'm
why you
sorry.
Hang up first.
I'm an asshole.
You gotta hang up before you hear that first tear come.
Yep. Actually, if you really want to sleep in, phone settings, vibrate. Or off altogether.
Right. He has a home phone. He doesn't have a cell phone.
Do people have home phones anymore?
You know what? I just got my mom to get a cell phone.
Really?
Like, yeah, finally.
It's, like, to get a cell phone or to get rid of, like, she just
she's always had a home phone. Yeah, she's always had a landline.
Oh, excuse my
and
face.
And so now I'm
wait,
like...
copper landline or VOIP landline?
VOIP.
Well, that's a little better.
It
least.
Is, yeah. Yeah.
But still.
But I mean,
no cell phone. Like,
I need to call you when you're not at home.
Sometimes.
Some, yeah, like, I need
to be like,
you.
Hey, I need stuff.
Wait, are you at the store? Oh, well, get me
because I need
stuff. Yeah, and you're there.
I need supplies and or reinforcements.
I've never really had to teach someone that's, like, knows nothing about cell phones before.
Did you get her a jitterbug?
It's a bit, no, but it's like, it's got the bigger buttons. It's not a jitterbug, but it's a free phone that they had.
Right.
And
the,
it's
just
got
the clamshell flip phone.
Yeah, and it's
yeah.
got like a 911 button right on it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the jitterbug, see, bud.
No, it's not.
Are you
it's
sure?
Some, what, who makes the jitterbug?
Jitterbug?
Well, it's a Samsung.
Huh.
It's not, the buttons aren't huge, though.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But
so, and it's like the simplest thing, right?
It is.
It's not like you got her the fucking awesome Vogue, no, which is better than whatever piece of shit phone Guardo was going on about on the last episode of Hotcakes.
It's just this.
What's that phone you're waiting for, Guardo? Oh, it was the Palm. It was the new Palm something that's supposed to like just blow away the iPhone.
Ooh,
this
like everything
right
else.
Here. Can do anything your little stupid iPhone can do, anything your stupid little Palm can do, your BlackBerry, this is where it's at, man. This shit right here.
Oh, he said that was Bobby, not
this
me.
This shit, oh, I get them confused.
They're like
Bobby,
the same person.
Bobby, T-Cross, Guar, it's all the same guy.
Yeah.
Like, their show, I don't know if you guys know this
He's
or not,
like,
but Hotcakes, it's just one dude. It
I
should
know.
Be called Hotcake.
He's like Seth MacFarlane from
yeah,
Family Guy. He
yeah.
does everyone.
Yeah.
It's just one dude.
He's like those two dudes from Little Britain.
Yeah.
But it's
just
one of them.
He's really good at audio editing. I'll give
That's
him that.
That's what
it is.
Hey, ask Guardo why he never does his show live.
Yeah.
That's why.
See what he says.
I cracked your code. I know.
It's
Can't
cool, bro.
Me.
Your secret's safe with us and our listeners.
Or should I say Bobby? Today, while working as a makeup artist in the mall, I was approached by a man who wanted to try lipstick. Not unusual. We do a lot of drag, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And I don't mean racing.
No.
I mean sometimes, but...
I mean, it's a drag zone makeup to men.
Right. I mean, I was dressed in drag, so whatevs. while I'm applying it, he starts to make gross noises. And after a quick glance, I realize he has a massive blank...
Boner.
Erection.
Erection,
judges?
Boner
I'm
gonna
give
me
that. I'm gonna go ahead and give
right.
you that.
All right,
you are on fire, literally by NBA Jam SE standards, three in a row.
Oh man,
you're on fire.
I remember that too.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the codes you could just dunk from fucking half
court,
just destroying everything in your path?
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah!
I haven't played a basketball game since then.
You know what game I used to really like?
What's that?
Play Action Football.
I don't think I ever played
that. On the Game Boy, the very first Game Boy, Play Action Football. I have it here, too, for the...
Really?
Oh,
damn.
Awesome game. Awesome. That and Blitz. I used to love NFL
Blitz.
Yeah,
NFL Blitz,
Just destroying shit. You know what I used to like before that? Mutant League, hockey and or football.
I've never played
Genesis,
any hockey games.
For the Genesis.
Remember
the Genesis?
I had a Sega Dreamcast. Did you ever have one of those?
No, I never had
those
that.
Are sweet.
I had friends that had that. Anyway, I had the very first NES.
Nice.
The one that came.
My dad
it
used
came
to.
Came with Robbie the Robot.
Yeah.
And the top things, and you'd play Gyromite, and it came with Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers.
I got the NES before it even came out in America.
But then I got Hogan's Alley, and that ruled.
You
I would just sit there and play the cans game, and I would just sit back and, like, shoot. I think that's why I'm such a good shot with, like, guns now.
Yeah.
From Hogan's Alley.
Or just any game.
Well, yeah, any shooting game.
Yeah, but I got the first... No, it was the Super Nintendo, not the Nintendo. But I got the Super Nintendo before it even came out in America because my dad used to fly horses over to Japan or on a boat.
They don't have
anyway.
Horses in Japan.
Yeah, they do. They eat them there.
What?
Yeah, they buy horses from us and they eat them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And my
wow.
dad would go over there with them.
That's weird.
And when he was over there, he got, like, the fucking Japanese Super Nintendo. No
really?
Games, of course.
Well, of course.
But, and the power converter.
Cheap fuckers.
Well, yeah, I know. That thing was, like, $500 or something
no
like
shit.
That thing.
8 bits of just
yeah,
pure
was,
Kid Icarus goodness.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. This is a walk down memory lane. You know what the awesome thing is? Now I have every single game from all those systems on the computer.
Yep. In every emulator form.
If I wanted to, if I had the money, and honestly, the jamhole.com/donate, if you guys want to get this for us, there's this thing on eBay that's like a big arcade case with all the joysticks, and you stick an actual computer in there with the emulators and the ROMs,
mm-hmm.
and you put your screen in the top of it, and it's like having the
No
fucking,
way!
But it's four, so you can play like the X-Men arcade
right,
game.
Right, and have
Ninja
all four
Turtles,
people?
The, yes!
Oh my
NBA,
god!
Yes!
Oh my
the
god!
jamhole.com/fucking donate.
We might...
We,
oh,
I got a spot for it right there.
Right there.
Right fucking... Oh my god, could
so
you
awesome.
Imagine? We would... I would be done with this
You know
show.
What is also cool?
My, you know what, Paul... Hold on, real quick. Paulo says you had to keep blowing into the cartridges. There was a trick my brother showed me. My older brother, the one that died from the staph infection. Mm-hmm. I told you guys about that a long time ago. But instead of blowing in the cartridges, what you would do is you'd put it in and you'd push them down. And if when you went to turn it on, if it didn't work, you'd reach in there. You'd flip the lid up and you'd just move it a little bit. You wouldn't pop it back up or mm-hmm. anything. While it was still down, while it was still on.
And just, like, push it?
Move it just to the left or to the right, just a little bit, and then hit reset. And every single time, every time, it would pop up perfect.
Nice.
Never blew in a game after that again.
Never even thought of that.
Yeah, I didn't either. And he's like, you shouldn't blow in it because you get condensation and stuff
right.
like that. And I'm
spit
like, what's that anyway?
What does
like,
that mean?
Do this. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool.
I remember
I had that
problem with the fucking Game Genie all the time.
You use the Game Genie?
Sometimes,
really?
Yeah.
I never got into using that shit.
I did a little bit. Just because I had one. I guess, you know, it wasn't really all that great. It didn't even fucking work 90% of the time.
Yeah, that's true. So, did we just outdo Josh in his
no,
Star Trek talk?
No.
No?
Because we're old schoolers, so it's okay.
I have the Zapper.
Do you?
You want to get real geeky for a sec? Do you remember the Game Boy, right?
Right.
Did you ever get Nintendo Power magazine?
No.
I used to get these all the time. And in one issue, they made this thing called the Work Boy. And I was so fucking into this thing. And what it was a thing for your Game Boy. And you'd attach it to your Game Boy. And it had a stand for it. And you'd put it in, plug it in. It was a keyboard, and it had,
like a full-on keyboard?
Yeah, it was a data bank, and it was all, like, word processor. It was all this
really?
Weird office shit for the original Game Boy. Wow. I remember seeing it in that one Nintendo Power issue, but they never made it. Like, it never came out. Like, I remember going to Toys R Us and all this shit looking for the Work Boy, and I could never fucking find one. KB... fucking all this shit before there was an EB, before that shit.
Yeah.
Like, this was probably when I was like 9 or 10 or 8 or something. It was before the Virtual Boy came out.
Mm,
like,
yeah.
It was probably like 9 issues before the one that the Virtual Boy was like, coming soon, like, check this fucking shit out, dude. Nothing was kind of cool with Virtual Boy. But yeah, it was called the Work Boy, so I don't know. If you guys know what
that's
I'm talking
crazy.
About.
That's a weird thing for someone to come up for the Game Boy.
Yeah, the Work Boy.
And what's just crazy is that really wasn't all that long ago when you look in the, you know, greater things.
Yeah.
You can get that whole thing
like
right on your DS.
19 years ago.
Yeah,
you
but
get that whole thing in little watches now.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, like,
yeah,
in
your phone,
you
and that's way smaller.
Yeah. Anyway, there, I think we did just take
it
down there. Okay.
We got... I drooled like everyone.
Got it. Like a little puddle down here by my fucking feet.
I know.
Today I take. Oh, wait.
Where are we?
The massive erection.
Right.
He then whispers, don't stop. Get it. No,
I'm going to put my penis in it.
Don't stop now, please. Fuck my life.
Massive. Wait, as she was putting the makeup on him?
He.
Oh.
Was putting the makeup on.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Massive erection.
I thought maybe the girl that worked there was putting it on him for him.
Perhaps.
And he got
an
erection.
Like,
don't stop.
Please. All right, a couple more here. Today I texted a girl who I'd hooked up with the night before to see if she wanted to hang out again.
Hmm.
Ooh. Aren't you supposed to wait, like, at least 24 hours?
I don't know. At least before you call him.
Right.
I thought it was even 2 days.
It might be a whole week even.
Or is that just when you get their number?
I don't know.
We need a mic. We need a mic just
for
your
Can we
use asshole.
Her mic just to mic my asshole
I'm
right
sure
now?
She will enjoy
she
that.
She would.
That's awful. It'll be like shit stains.
She responded, I think we should keep it the way it was before last night.
When I didn't know
I just met her last night. Fuck my life.
Yep.
And the last one for tonight. Episode 189.
Right.
Right.
Your notebook is usually not sitting there.
Well, because Danny's usually sitting right there.
Right.
And she's not right now, so. Got it.
Okay.
Today, in my class, I was nominated for the guy with the worst hairdo. The
really?
Worst. Your hair fucking sucks.
Who cares?
You're like 12 and you're going bald.
Oh. And you're gray.
Gray.
I knew a dude that he was, how old was he when it started? He was like 22, and he, his hairline was like in the middle of his fucking head by then.
Like that?
No, he had no like hair. Worse? He had no hair from here forward.
No shit.
And then it was all gray back there. And he was like 22 when that happened.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Bad genetics.
Bad genetics. Yeah, too much fucking chlorine in the gene pool.
That's
not
what
enough
it is.
Rogaine.
Yeah,
you need. I don't know what is worse, the fact that I was nominated or the fact that I felt let down when I did not win. Fuck my life. Oh, aww. You go through all the trouble to nominate me. You might as well let me fucking win.
I know.
Jesus,
you just
Christ.
Embarrassed the shit out of me for looking like a piece of shit.
I know. All right, what's the time, please?
We're an hour and 3 minutes.
All right, you ready to do some news here?
Episode some news.
189, your turn.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
It is.
It is.
Go.
Turn. This one is called The 17-Year-Old Girl Who Drinks a Bottle of Vodka and 8 Cans of Beer Every Day. Fucking Hulk! Alright. A 17-year-old girl who drinks a liter of vodka and 8 cans of beer every day has admitted spending most of her €47 a week benefits on alcohol.
I just watched myself crush. That's awesome. I'm kind of glad there's a little lag.
It's
just for
perfect
that.
Amount. You can perfect. Crush it, get up, throw it away, come back, and there it is.
Boom.
Perfect.
Done.
All right. So
now?
Did you get this?
Paulo said, damn. I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Damn.
A 17-year-old girl who drinks a liter of vodka and 8 cans of beer every day.
And what? 3 cans?
8 cans.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah.
I hope it's light.
I'll take your 3
beer.
And fucking raise you.
I'll see your 3 and raise you 5. Raise you a nick.
Jamie Lee Day claims that she would rather buy vodka than food, and both she can drink absinthe like water.
That's absinthe?
Yeah, they're in Europe.
Oh.
Didn't she get the euro? She spends most of her 47 a week benefits.
And how old is she?
17.
What the
She could drink
fuck?
Both of us under the table, like...
Well, yeah, but I don't fucking drink or anything. Like, what? How do you get to that point when you're that young in your life?
I don't know. Well, I think
or are you born with a little F-A-S?
Yeah, might be. I can see that.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Her shocking case comes, a new study showed that binge drinking among women has more than doubled in 8 years. So does that mean her the 8 cans drinks of beer will double also?
It fucking should. Tim Paulo says she has no liver.
No.
Maybe that's it.
She just doesn't have one?
I gave my liver to my father so that he may live on and so that I may just fucking drink.
But you kind of need that.
But why do people drink usually? I mean, it's social things, obviously, but... For the most part, you drink because your life fucking sucks.
Right, you hate yourself. Or you hate yourself.
But you're a fucking chick. You got tits and a pussy. Like, is it really
that bad? You didn't see this picture, so.
Is she?
No, she's, I don't know, she's kind of like Asian. She's not ugly or fat, though.
Well, then.
Or like anything wrong with her that I can see.
That's strike one and two right there.
Yeah.
So if you're not those, like, what's the problem? Are you nuts? Are you just fucking nuts?
I guess.
You can't handle the power of the vagina and the boobs?
With great power comes great responsibility.
I heard that once.
I heard that in a movie, I think.
I heard that in a movie like 3 times.
Yeah, in like three different movies. Right.
Whoa.
And they all,
they all started with spider and ended with man, I believe.
Yeah, and then a number.
And then a number.
Right.
And then... Yeah.
It found that 15% of women regularly consume twice the state approved safe limit.
Wow, women.
I know.
Wow.
Jesus. I guess you outdo us in that department.
Holla.
Jamie Lee from South Wales has been involved in a string of violent brawls while drunk and gave up on a course in business admin because of her drinking.
Wait, Welsh?
What?
Wales?
Yeah.
She's Welsh?
She's Welsh.
Well, that explains everything.
Does it?
That fucking ain't.
What's up with the Welsh?
You ever talk to anyone from Britain? The Welsh is like our, I would say maybe Southerners, our inbred, our more like Midwest, our hillbillies kind of, our hicks.
Right.
Our trailer trash, if you will.
Okay.
It's like the Welsh and then what's the other fucking, Cockney, I think. Like that. It's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking.
Jesus.
Paulo says fail whales.
Whales. Well, her mom is.
Come on, I'm up for that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice, Paulo.
She said, I do feel guilty, but I need booze to get through life and would rather buy vodka than food. My mom worries, so she helps with food shopping and bills, leaving me cash for drink.
I can kind of see that, because back when, I mean, if you're seriously addicted to it, which I guess it's not weed, it's alcohol, you can be.
Right, you can get just as addicted.
Yeah, when I was hooked on pills, I would definitely, if I had money, I would buy.
And you had to choose between one or
the other. If there was drugs around, I would always go for the drugs before the food. Granted, like, I was probably working at a place where I could just eat for free and shit still, but
even without thinking
even
about
before that, if I was honest, like if it came down to it and I was really hungry, I could just go up to my mom's house and make a sandwich, I wouldn't starve.
Yeah,
and if the drugs were there, I would definitely go for that.
Right, because you could get food still.
Yeah, so if it's an addictive kind of thing, I could see
I'm
that.
Pretty sure that's where this is going.
Hey, I just like to party.
Yeah, hey, sometimes alcohol makes me want to fight. Sometimes I just cry.
Hey, sometimes I just want to finger myself all night long.
Sometimes I just puke for the next 2 hours.
Sometimes I want to just have sex with crazy fucking weirdos.
And sometimes I let them come in me.
Sometimes I take it in the butt.
And then you don't need to worry about
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I feel like a nut. Sometimes I don't. What can I say? It's an Almond Joy Mounds joke.
Jamie Lee.
You heard it here first.
Nice.
That's right.
And he just ripped it off from someone.
What?
What?
Who?
I don't know.
Did someone say that?
Probably. I think I heard that.
Kill him. I will kill you.
Do it.
If you make that joke, I will fucking kill you.
Someone's going to do it now just to fucking threaten you. Steal your thunder. So, Jamie Lee first tasted alcohol at blank. What age?
School.
No, what age?
An age?
Yeah.
You're looking for a number.
A number. Double two of digits? Them, actually, yeah.
Yeah, okay. 10.
Almost.
A little higher? Yeah. 12.
Got it. 12.
Fucking 12.
He was 12.
Hey, where's your kids?
Drinking?
Hey, where's your liquor cabinet?
I don't know. It's been empty, and I just refilled it, 2 hours ago.
Good, Wales. Good.
God. Amazing. Mom had always forbidden me from drinking, but one evening...
I wonder why! But hey, Mom, do I have good or bad genes for drinking?
Well, did you ever... Yeah. You remember your father? No, he died before I was born. Exactly.
Done.
So Mom had always forbidden me from drinking, but one evening, me and a friend stole a bottle of rum from her parents and drank it in the park. We wanted to see what it was like to be drunk, she admits.
What was the first alcohol you ever tasted?
Ever?
Like, what was your steez back when you were growing up?
What do you mean? Well, just, tasted for the first time or, I got drunk off?
Well, I mean, drank and got fucked up and was like, oh, I'm never doing that again.
It was, and then I did it again.
Right, for the next fucking 15 years.
I think it was Full Sail. It's a beer.
I've seen that.
Yeah, my dad always drank that.
So it was beer. It wasn't a hard liquor.
No, it was either beer or, a Mike's Hard Lemonade or something.
Really?
Or it was some kind of, that kind of bitch beer.
Mine? Mad Dog 2020.
Mad Dog 2020. Yeah, nice.
2020.
But I don't think I ever drank enough of that to really get drunk.
I did, I did not like it at all. Second one, Fireball and Hot Damn.
Oh, Hot Damn. Oh. Woo. I actually like Hot Damn.
Not shit's me. Good. Never say I got just a bad experience. Like the first time I ever snorted a pill of Oxy, if it would have made me fucking sick and puke all night, I would probably just be like, "Oh, pills, ugh."
Yeah.
But it was like that. But with Hot Damn, man, this guy tastes like candy, fucking
hot tamales.
15 years old.
Seriously, just hot tamales and alcohol.
No, worst bed spins ever.
Oh.
And it sucks because you're young. And you don't know what bed spins are.
Right.
You're like, What the fuck?
You
is
have
going
no
on?
Idea. Because no one's ever told you about that stuff.
Oh, horrible.
You don't find out from. No one tells you about it until you experience it. And you're like, dude, the craziest thing happened. They're like, yeah, that's bed spin.
Horrible fucking experience.
I wish I would have known what the fuck that was when it was happening. I might have been a little better.
I know.
Jesus.
Holding on to the bed like, where the fuck are we going?
I know.
Hey, let me off the next fucking go around.
The first hard alcohol that I ever drank and got drunk on was Bacardi 151. Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Even now, that's fucking rough.
That's fucking rough.
That shit does not taste like anything
good.
No good. Nothing about that is appealing to me.
Holy shit.
Okay, where was I? Right. I was so wasted, I had to crawl home.
Right. Typical.
Yeah. When I arrived, I threw up. Mom was so worried, I felt terrible the next day.
Oh,
that's
shit.
What we call a hangover.
Right. Hey, welcome.
Welcome. By the age of 15, Jamie Lee had already moved on to drinking spirits. I don't know what that is. Because
Isn't
it gets you drunk quicker.
Wine and spirits? Oh, spirits. Sure. That's liquor. So oh. She started with the beers.
Well, she said the first time she drank, it was rum.
Really?
It was a bottle of rum, yeah.
Huh.
Mom had always forbidden me from drinking. Me and my friends stole a bottle of rum.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Spirits?
Yeah, because it gets you drunk quicker. But she insists that her frequent run-ins with the police were not her fault.
Hey, one me. I got a doppelganger out there
somewhere
fucking my shit up.
People would pick on me because I was drunk, and I'd end up in a fight. It wasn't always my fault, she said. Not always, but, you know, sometimes.
Hey, they made me. They stuck a funnel in my mouth, plugged my nose, and poured their shit down my fucking throat.
I'm going to post this story in the chat because,
That's the problem.
There's a picture of her getting hit over the head with a beer bottle, and she is fucked up. Yeah.
Paulo says spirits are booze.
Just
the fuck
like,
is booze?
Yeah,
isn't
like
that beer.
Like,
any kind of
is
alcohol?
It hard alcohol?
Well,
or?
When I hear booze, I think of just any kind of alcohol.
Any liquor.
Any
I think liquor.
Or,
not
like
beer.
Hard liquor?
Yeah, booze usually means like liquor. Like
okay,
hard alcohol.
See,
like,
I don't know. But see, I don't drink that much at all, so I don't fucking know.
Okay, so night in February, I woke up in the hospital. I woke up in hospital.
Still
is
drunk?
This like exact quote? You can like make it a little better. I woke up in hospital.
Yeah, he
with
says
blood,
whiskey, etc. That's okay.
Okay,
thank
with
you.
Blood all over me. I had no idea how I got there.
Is this mine? I don't know. It's not down by my twat where it usually is.
Have you ever? Could you imagine just
I don't know
like
what the fuck's going on?
Seriously, can you imagine getting so fucked up on anything where you wake up in the hospital and just wake up? Like, I have never been to... I've gotten fucked up and woke up in a totally different place and not know where I was, but it wasn't the hospital.
I've gotten fucked up and, like, you know, woke up, like, in the place where I had gotten fucked up at,
whoa.
I should go lay down.
Yeah.
Fucking getting naughty up in her.
I know.
And I don't mean the XXX kind. Wow.
And now Dee Dee.
All right. Yeah, no shit. That I could see waking up in the hospital or just not waking up at all. But
Mom was next to me crying. Someone had thrown a bottle and I had fallen and hit my head.
No, someone threw the bottle
and hit your head
and
then
you
fell. Yeah. My friends were so worried. They rushed me to the hospital. It was scary, and I told myself never again. But
I told myself, don't be scared.
Never again. But as soon as I was discharged, I got drunk on vodka.
Of course.
Of course
you always say that when you're fucked up and bad shit's happening. Like, oh, I'm never gonna try to fucking stick pills of ecstasy up my ass. And then, like, the next day, like, hey, what are you doing? You know, it's like, you can't fucking stop.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it for that story.
Alrighty, fantastic story. this one is called Beer Pong, speaking of alcohol and whatnot.
Nice.
Beer Pong game ends in fatal shooting.
Wow. I've played a lot of Beer Pong.
I have watched a lot of Beer Pong.
Never has it gone badly.
I've played Beer Pong. And I was like, because I cannot stand beer.
Well, you can play beer pong and have your partner drink it for you.
Well, that, but
I
was
do
like,
that
just pour me shots, and right. I'll just play, and then after.
And then I'll just do
like,
a shot instead of chugging a beer.
That was a stupid idea.
Yeah. You
because holy shit.
One cup of those beers is a lot less than a shot.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But
so.
Yeah, it Yeah. Never actually seen a game end in a fatality before,
Not seen a game end because I was passed out, but I've never seen it end.
Waking
like
up with electrodes on your face and the little shocker thing.
That was another time.
Bridgeport, PA. One man is dead and another in jail after what suburban Philadelphia police say was an argument over a drinking game that escalated into a fatal shooting.
Wow.
Can't you guys just fucking play some games and get fucked up and have a good time?
No, hey, this is a tournament. We take this shit serious in the PA.
I don't cheat. How far would a serious beer pong tournament get? It would not get anywhere. They get too drunk and, like, I always forget, like, what's
going on. You gotta remember,
though,
alcohol is in the mix, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and that's what I don't understand. Like, usually when you play beer pong with people, they're your friends and shit.
Right.
Like, you know, you make fun of each other and you're just fucking around. You're joking. You're like, oh, fuck you. And you're like, fuck me. And then that's it. And the fucking turns all green and fucking pulls out the cool fucking the Deagle 45. It's like, dude. Yeah, I don't know. This kid kind of looks like a fucking douche, though. He's got, I don't know. He just looks. He looks like a bad apple. Let's just put it that
Although, way. I do have some friends that would get like that when they were drunk, but luckily none of them ever had guns.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess that's where they went wrong. You had a gun around beer pong.
Right.
Like, of course something's going
to
happen.
You didn't even have to be playing the game.
No,
like,
but
you
just alcohol is around.
They're hanging out, talking, like, I'm drunk. Boom!
Yeah, the like, dude just gets mad because you said something.
That's just how it goes.
Talking about his ugly-ass girlfriend.
Yeah, or him.
Yeah, or his ugly ass.
Investigators say 24-year-old Joseph Jimenez fatally shot 25-year-old Scott Riley after they argued over a game of beer pong at a party Friday night. It happened in Bridgeport, about 15 miles outside Philly, which happens to be the city of brotherly love and big, giant, fat fucks. Authorities say the men began arguing over the game, then met up outside where Riley mocked Jimenez and challenged him to shoot.
Really?
Hey, shoot me, faggot. What are you gonna do? Shoot me, faggot?
Have a fucking old Western-style draw.
Yeah.
Like a man.
Like a man? Like 10 steps?
You ever heard of, you know, being like a man before?
No. I've heard of mocking you and then challenging
you
to shoot me.
And then calling
you
a faggot.
Like a bitch. Faggot. Really?
It always comes down to that.
Of course. According to a police complaint, Jiminy's through. Oh, we got a caller. Let's take it. Sure. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla!
Okay, the delay is horrendous, but I needed to let you know that it's not Jimenez, it's Jimenez.
Jimenez?
And you as partial Mexican should know that.
It's pronounced Jimenez here because
they're in
Pennsylvania. There's no Mexicans in Pennsylvania, dear.
There's Mexicans everywhere.
He looks white.
It's Jimenez. Just trust him. And I'm no fucking Mexican, but I am intelligent.
Right.
But you live in Frisco, where there are lots of Mexicans.
With Mexicans, if there's a J there, just pretend it's an H.
No shit.
Always.
I'm just saying, he didn't look Mexican in the thing.
Well, he has a Mexican name.
And I like Jimenez.
It's Jimenez.
So
just
if his name was Jesus, would you be like,
I'd be
Jesus.
Like, Jesus.
Oh, hey, it's Jesus.
So the lag in the chat's pretty bad?
I have no clue. I've deleted. I'm muted now.
Hey, that lag's not the chat. It's you, dear.
It's your eyes.
It's your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
No,
when you drink, your eyes actually drop to about 5 frames a second.
There's kind of like a good
6 second
lag.
It's pretty bad.
Well, I don't know, man. Live video sucks. Ustream sucks. It
all
fucking
sucks.
At least this looks cool.
They don't suck. We all just need to find our perfect match.
We do. We're, well,
Match.com.
Match.com.
That's where you find your perfect match.
When you find that, let me know,
please.
And we'll.
I'm going to stick to Craigslist because that seems to keep getting me fucked. And Twitter. Twitter is good, really good for getting hookups.
That's right. I don't think we're talking about the same thing here.
No.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to finish up this story with Jiminy's here, and Thank you.
Jimenez.
Okay.
Paulo says there are three things that can be found everywhere: roaches, Chinese restaurants, and Mexicans.
Of course, and
that
Mexicans.
Is true. That
all
is.
Right. Thank you, Shazam. Holla back.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
She's so drunk. God. Someone's getting a dick sucked tonight, guys. I wish it was me. My girl's passed out, sleeping already.
Still.
Authorities say the men began arguing over the game, then met up outside. Riley mocked Jimenez, challenged
Jimenez?
Him to shoot. According to police,
fuck her, it's Jimenez.
Jiminy Crickets drew a concealed .40 caliber handgun and fired, striking Riley in the neck. Riley died at a hospital.
I want to see someone get shot right in that fucking vein
like
on your neck.
Slow mo, just.
Just like squirting out every time your heart beats. How badass is that?
Oh, that would be very badass. You know, it's not as badass as being shot over a game of fucking beer
pong. I know,
pong,
of
though.
All things. Like,
oh, and Shazam says, actually, tonight I'm not sucking any dick.
Oh. Well, that sucks for everyone.
Or doesn't.
Or lack thereof.
That's right. Jimenez is being held without bail on First and Third. You know, she's just like, got it,
take it! She's gonna call back now.
I know. No shit. Third-degree murder charges. It cannot be immediately determined whether he has an attorney. I'm gonna have to say probably not.
I'm gonna say no.
Should we ask the Magic 8-Ball?
Yeah. Where's my iPod?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't know. All right, and that is it for that story.
Awesome.
You want to read one? I'll read one. We'll get the fuck out of here.
Well, we still got plenty of time, and I still got, like, four stories.
Oh, well, fucking do
We're
it.
We're at an
it.
Hour and 24 minutes. Okay. So let's just read until we get to 2 hours.
Good. Go.
All right. This one is called Man Dies After Attempting Suicide 4 times in 1 day.
So, is this the same day he finally died?
Yeah. Okay. He tried to kill himself 4 times, like, one after another.
Like, it
another.
Took him 4 times. Do you think...
He's not like most people who try and kill himself. I'll try again in, like, a week.
Right.
He's like I'm fucking set. My mind is set. I am dying now.
Let the wound heal up from, you know, the first... Like, right. So he was compounding on top of, like, okay... Shot, that didn't work, but now I'm bleeding pretty good, so then we'll try to hang myself, and then that didn't work, but now I'm, like, halfway asphyxiated, and I'm still bleeding, so eventually...
So, I mean, I'm pretty close. Right. I'm closer now.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, I'm 2 steps closer than I was, that's
Slow
for sure.
Slow and steady wins the race.
A very determined resident of a Moscow suburb survived 3 suicide attempts.
Excuse me? She says, because I suck cock and lick pussy last night, and suck cock this afternoon.
Oh, right.
And... sucking more cock tomorrow.
Of course you are.
Of course you are. I mean, was there any doubt?
Yeah, I mean, I could have told you that you were going to suck cock
tomorrow. If sucking
cock
was a job, you should be retired.
Yeah.
And go to thejamhole.com/donate.
For sure.
We need a new stick of fucking RAM for this thing.
So bad.
Seriously, I can't edit any more New York videos, and I have the one of MDS all fucking wasted and shit.
Oh, that's the best one.
I know.
I want to watch that.
New stick of RAM. I don't even know how much it costs because I am negative broke.
Yeah, probably too much.
Probably.
For us.
Sorry.
All right, so a very determined resident of Moscow suburb survived 3 suicide attempts in 1 day, but the 4th one proved fatal.
Huh.
30-year-old Vladimir twice tried
it's
to hang himself.
Vladimir. I'm not pleased.
Twice tried that. To hang himself, pierce his heart with a knife, and then cut his wrist and finally died.
Well, hey, dumb shit. You fucking, what was the first one?
He twice tried to hang himself.
And what,
twice.
Are you a fat ass and the shit just kept breaking?
And then he stabbed himself in the chest. And then he slit his wrists. With the,
Excuse me.
That's pretty hardcore. You're like,
that takes some fucking, some follow through.
Yeah, like after stabbing, like that really hurts.
But your own body self-defense mechanism would, you'd be like, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
He really wanted to die,
yeah,
obviously.
Like that, wow.
Like I you know
hey,
we
hey,
give
Vlad,
people we
what's
give,
the matter?
We give people a lot of shit for not being able to kill themselves the first time, but this guy, I'll let him slide.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
Can we call him Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah.
Cuz he You think you would just do like I don't know. What? Yeah,
I'm sure it'll explain
four
more.
Times.
All right. When police found the man dead in his apartment, they discovered evidence of four suicide attempts.
Of course.
According to the investigation, first he tried to hang himself, but the rope snapped and he fell to the floor.
I called that shit.
He found a different, stronger rope, but this time the hook that used to hold the ceiling lamp gave way, and the man survived again.
Of course. Do you think perhaps
it's a sign? God doesn't want you to die. It's
God
a sign.
Was like, hey.
And then after three, he's like, all right,
yet.
If he tries one more, I don't care anymore. I tried. I tried to tell him.
Third time's a charm.
I was like,
so
if
they
you
say,
kill,
and,
yeah.
hey, who am I to fuck with that saying?
If you kill yourself, you're going to hell. So I'm going to give you three chances.
So cliche.
And the fourth time you try, that's it. So he has.
Sorry.
So we have four lives. Or three.
Right.
The fourth one is gone.
Usually, unless you're, you know, really thinking about it.
Yeah,
you're
unless
like,
you're
I'm just
good.
Gonna shoot myself in
or
the
if
fucking...
it's just your time.
Right.
If it's
or,
just your time, right. then you just got the one.
Right.
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 So he then snatched a knife and stuck it into his chest, but he missed the heart. The wound was not dangerous.
Wow.
Finally.
Like the cowardly lion or yeah. who the fucking scarecrow. Who needed the heart? Fuck. The Tin Man.
Oh yeah.
No, wasn't
no.
no.
Who was it?
Who needed the heart? Come on.
Fuck.
Make that joke for me. Put that shit together.
I think it's
the Tin Man? I think that
it's either
the
Tin Man
courage,
or the Scarecrow.
The Lion needed courage.
Right.
The Scarecrow needed.
What did he need?
A heart?
But what did the Tin Man need then?
Oil?
No. Maybe the Tin Man
some
just wanted to be
dubs?
Human. I don't know.
Some new dudes. He wanted to be human. I
come
don't
on, someone
know.
Tell us.
God,
you guys
Brock.
Know. I'm not gonna. I gotta wait.
I'll fucking Google that shit.
Seriously. I gotta know now. Alright, so, where was I? Finally, he filled the bathtub and cut his veins with the same knife and died. So the same knife he stabbed himself in the chest with.
The Tin Man needs a heart because he is a metallic machine, of course.
Right, what's the Scarecrow need? A fucking body?
Some
guts? Some
balls? Some brojones?
Yeah. I don't know, he needs something. I don't care about.
I don't care.
No
about
one likes
that
the
movie
scarecrow.
Anymore.
Yeah, except when
Paul says Shazam just passed out.
Wow. Friends of the Impaler said that he felt frustrated since he fell out with his girlfriend a while ago. He quit his job and stayed home, drinking.
Of course.
Of course he did.
That will happen. Before- hey, can we attribute this? Oh, Paul says a brain.
All right, he needed a brain
because
he was stupid.
Because he was right. Okay. What was I saying?
I don't know.
I was saying something.
Well, what was that joke you were going to make?
I was going to say something.
I don't know.
Huh.
Well, before the quarrel, they said he used to be a cheerful guy, extremely popular with girls, and quite satisfied with his job at a local transport company.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Is this another death we can attribute to the economy, perhaps?
No, it's because friends of Vladimir said that he felt frustrated since he fell out with his girlfriend a while ago. He quit his job and stayed at home drinking. So because his girlfriend broke up with him, he quit his job, he became an alcoholic, and then he got drunk
one
night.
Bad economy
to
be quitting your job, man. I mean, I understand heartbreak.
Well, he just quit because he was pissed at his girlfriend because he wanted to die. He
not
didn't care
pissed.
About his job.
He wasn't pissed. He was sad.
He was suicidal.
He was heartbroken.
Tendencies.
Heartbreak hotel.
Yeah.
It's kind of much like a roach motel.
Kind of. And that's it for that story.
All right. Fantastic. Well, speaking of suicide, this one is called Kenyan Arsenal Fan Hangs Himself.
Really?
And he actually done it. A Kenyan fan of English football club Arsenal has hanged himself after his team's defeat by good old,
Paula says,
good old Manchester U.
Paula says snatch aside.
Snatch aside indeed. This indeed. Guy was hung. The North London club was beaten 3-1 in the European Champions League.
He was talking
semi-
about the last guy, though.
Oh, wait, what?
Snatch aside.
Oh, right.
Killed himself
over his
girlfriend.
I was talking about this guy.
That well,
guy,
there's a delay. Yeah, there's
the
lab,
guy,
remember?
The guy in your story? Not very well hung.
No. Twice, actually.
Exactly. Suleiman Amande, 29, who was watching in a bar in the capital, Nairobi, was incensed. In what?
Incensed
by the club's poor showing. So, your team sucked it up?
Okay.
I'm gonna go kill myself now. He left at halftime after arguing with the Manchester United fan. Oh, yo, Manchester U!
Give those Nazis a good kick in my... Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Fuck you and your soccer.
I hate soccer.
Fuck and soccer. Football. I know you guys hate that.
Soccer.
When they call it.
You hate that?
They hate it when you call their football soccer.
Won't go play some soccer. Soccer. Soccer.
What, mutt?
What, mutt?
Right.
According to his friends, Mr. Amande was in good spirits at the beginning of the match, and even when Arsenal conceded the first goal, he did not seem to be affected. But things changed when the team conceded a second goal 11 minutes into the game. A woman who sat next to him in the bar said Mr. Amande was so disappointed by Arsenal's poor performance that he broke down during halftime. Like, really?
Wow.
It's a game, douche.
I know.
I mean, unless...
Those fucking Brits over there, though, that is their life.
But it's a game.
Not to them.
That's like...
It's the game of life.
I am so into Uno. Dude, if I... Oh,
but it's
that
not
is my
like,
shit.
But it's not a big sport like football and soccer
Pog.
And...
I am so into Pog.
Pog died the day it came out.
The fuck it did. Pog had a pretty alright run
for a couple of years.
Fuck.
No, was it even a couple
it
years?
It was good until Pokemon came out, and they're like, look, it's Pog, but they're fucking, they do things.
Right, and they're all shiny
cool.
And stuff. You can battle.
Oh, I will get them all. I'll be the Pokemon Master. Ha ha. Another eyewitness told journalists that it was at this point that a Manchester United fan started taunting him.
Oh,
as they tend to do.
That's when
hey,
it gets crazy.
Can't take the heat. Get the fuck out, bitch.
Yeah, and see, usually it ends up in them beating the shit out of whoever's taunting them, not killing themselves.
Right.
This dude's a pussy.
I was just thinking perhaps he bet a lot of money on the game or something, maybe. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
I guess.
Do they do that?
They do bet, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that could be the only reason I could see. Like, you don't play for them. They probably don't even know who the fuck you are.
No.
It's not our team. Oh, hey, how did your team do? Well, I don't know because I'm not on a team. But
right.
Like,
but their team is the one that,
that's like if
know.
If every Chicago Cubs fan killed themselves because the Cubs sucked, like nobody would live in Chicago for
no.
the most part.
No one.
You guys are retarded.
What if the Yankees
retarded?
What if something happened to the Yankees?
I know. New
Could
York
you
would
imagine?
Be open
Gone.
For business.
It'd be like.
Vilichick says, hey, shush your face, leave my city out of it. But are you a hardcore Chicago Cubs fan to
yeah.
where if they lost and maybe some dude from Boston was like, Cubs suck, na 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 na, would you be like, I'm gonna go kill myself. Yeah, like, it's fucking stupid.
No,
it's,
that's crazy.
It's a fucking sport. It's for entertainment, if that. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Suleiman got hold of him angrily by the neck and started pressing him so hard. So hard. Just like this, just up against him, just two
oh,
bodies just pressed up
just
so
hard.
Hard. Just,
oh, it's so hard.
I'm Fuck. So hard.
I'm kind of hard
Wait,
now.
What?
Huh?
Quote, we intervened and asked him to stop. Could you please stop
I
it?
I said we would have wabbed
it. Your boy got hurt. You gonna go home and hang yourself? You wanna go hang yourself, little boy? You will suck a dingle. His body was found on Wednesday morning. Quote, we quickly intervened and asked him to stop. He then stopped, but he was so angry he left in a rage. His body found on Wednesday morning. Police are still investigating the incident.
Mm.
That is it for that story. Paula says, Braden, go take a fucking shower.
What?
Cool off that hard on of yours.
Oh.
Hey. This is a hard-on free zone.
Yeah.
You know this or not.
All right, this one is called Bank Robber Nabs 3K Leaves Wallet Behind.
Uh-huh. Huh.
Police didn't have to dust for fingerprints.
For fingerprints?
For fingerprints.
Oh, will baby know
for fingerprints
fingerprint?
To find the suspect.
Hey.
They just rifled through the wallet he left behind at the scene.
Oops. Hey.
Whoops.
Maybe... Don't have your wallet with you when you go in Wabapwes?
Perhaps.
Will baby never know
no
how Wabapwes is?
No quiet.
So hard, badass boy, you know how Wabapwes?
My first question is, why the fuck did he have his wallet out?
I know.
Like you're robbing the place.
You're broke.
Here's my ID, now give me all your money.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ID you. Well, huh. the lady at the last place I robbed didn't card me, but hey, if it's the policy, it's the policy.
If that's what's going to give me my money.
I hate to get you in trouble.
They just rifled through the wallet and he left behind. Albert Vincent Perkins was charged with robbing First Federal Bank in Kansas City on Thursday. Police said he walked into the bank, handed the teller a plastic bag, and ordered her to give him all of the $100 bills.
All of the $100 bills.
Then he walked out of the bank, but left his wallet sitting on the counter.
Oops. Whoops. So, wait. Why did he have his wallet out in the first place?
I don't know. Huh. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the teller and a customer in the bank identified the photo on the driver's license and another photo in the wallet as the robber. Of course, it's his fucking wallet.
No shit.
Perkins was arrested Thursday night. Police say he took about $3,100.
Huh. Oops.
That's it for that story.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's the biggest fuck up. Like, you're robbing a bank, dude. Don't even bring your wallet. Like, you're not putting the... You got a plastic bag for the money.
Stop yawning. Yeah, speaking of bring it, don't. If it's your wallet.
Yeah.
Like, if it and you're bringing it, if it is your wallet and you're going to rob a place,
don't. Just leave it.
All right, well, speaking of stupid retards that do dumb shit when they're trying to scam money, this one is called Man Allegedly Uses Cashier's Check at FBI office.
Cashier?
Yes, cashier.
I've heard of a cashier's check.
Hey, cashier.
Cashier.
No, over here.
I can't hear you.
I can't. That's it. Monroe, Louisiana. If you're going to buy something with a forged cashier's check, don't misspell it.
Right, you might want to spell check that.
Hey, criminals, listen up.
Take note right here.
Don't misspell cashier. Spell check that shit like Braden said, you fuck.
Right.
Or don't use an FBI office as your shipping address.
Yeah, really. Oops. You're a federal agent.
Right.
Really.
No, I don't work there.
Oh,
that's just where I ship all my shit to. It was a nice big place to have it sent to.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, forward all my mail. Monroe police said they arrested 44-year-old.
What's going on? What's going on?
I can't stop yawning. I'm so tired. I'm not even tired. I'm just like yawning.
You need a rock star?
I'm like, dude, I haven't had one in like the past two days.
Wow.
I'm actually pissing like normal pea color now.
Really? Is it like yellowish whitish now?
It's more whitish than anything.
Wow.
I've been drinking a lot of water, a lot of VA. Yeah. VD?
That's a venereal
VW.
Disease. Oh, okay.
The V dub.
Right.
Been drinking a lot of that. Sweet. And I would love one.
I'll buy you a rock star.
Do you have
after
money?
The show. I do in my bank.
Holla.
So yeah.
That'd be nice.
You can get some rock
star. 2 a.m.
Yeah, well.
Nice.
Still a rock star.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just...
Wow, dude.
Is that shit contagious? Okay.
Supposedly. Who has yawned?
Who out of the fucking 9-7 people now in the chat are Yanni?
I haven't yawned yet.
I don't
yet.
See anyone whose name is Yanni in there. So
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yanni McYanni.
Change my name to Yanni.
Viela chick that said yawned.
Yeah. See? Quit that!
Stop.
Ah.
You were in the middle of a story, my friend.
He was held, excuse me, whoa, something just happened.
What?
Oh, your camera just took a dump.
Oh, it did.
But hey.
Hey, that computer did that all the time on everything. I don't understand that. What are you doing?
Okay, if you guys don't see Braden's camera, just hit the little arrows on the bottom left-hand corner of his Ustream video thing.
Oh, hey, and there it is again.
It's right there. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Got it. So, Monroe police said they arrested a 44-year-old man after he did both. He misspelled cashier and used the FBI office as his shipping address. He was held Friday on 2 counts of forgery and as a fugitive from justice in Georgia, where he is accused of a similar scheme. Not a very good scheme.
No.
The FBI police called to Thursday after a Minnesota cell phone distributor called the Bureau. The company had sent 50 phones to 300 Washington Street in Monroe, only to discover its $2,359.45 payment was a cashier's check. Hey, it's Arab. It's Arabic.
Cashier.
Cashier.
That sounds Jewish.
FBI agent saw the suspect wave down a delivery truck driver outside the Bureau later Thursday, stopped the transaction, and then waited for police. Mm. And that is it for that story. That's like an old thing out of the Anarchist Cookbook. Like, if you're having shit sent to you, I mean, not to the FBI, but
right.
If you're having shit sent to you, find a big deserted building and have it sent to that address, like how, and then, you know, just be there at about the time the shit's going.
Right.
Like, don't have it sent to your house.
No, and or then the FBI office.
If cops come out, you can just pretend like you're just walking by.
Or just stand there and smoke a cigarette or something.
Yeah.
You just look like you're chilling, just having a cig.
Chilling like a villain. Yeah. I mean, not a villain.
Like I'm, an upright like a, citizen.
Upright citizen.
Yeah, I'm.
Brigade.
Right.
Right. That's it for that story.
All right, this one is called New Jersey Man Says Burglar Used Razor Took Lifesavers.
Lifesavers?
Lifesavers.
Hey, what color?
I think they were cherry.
Nice. My fave.
Whiskers were one clue.
My favicon.
I know, those are the best. Whiskers were one clue that the burglar wasn't in it just for the money.
Whiskers?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what? A like told?
These?
Yeah. Hold on, this. Listen to this sentence. A told police he came home to find someone had broken into his house and taken $500 from a bedroom dresser, but that wasn't all. The man's razor had been used and whiskers were left all over the sink. Some lifesavers were also reported missing.
Oh, now I'm pissed. Hey, I was going to let go before, but now I'm pressing
but
charges.
But then you took my fucking... I draw the line at lifesavers.
I'm pressing charges.
For sure.
I'm pressing charges.
The man told police the burglar had left behind black socks on the floor next to his bed. There has been no arrest.
You have to be racist about it.
That's the color of the socks.
It's the color of my skin.
No, it's not.
It's a diff. Don't be racist.
Whatever.
Just call
it. It's not racist with objects.
We're all socks.
Aren't we all black socks? No, some of us are White Sox. Some of us are Brown
Sox.
Some
of us are Boston Red Sox.
Some of us.
Baseball joke for you.
And that's it for that story.
All right, fantastic. Well, I got one more here. What's the time, please?
Hour 44. All
right, let me read this one. You got one more?
I got one more.
All right, then we'll get the fuck out. 2 hours or not. I'm fucking good. I really want a rock star now that you mentioned it. I was good.
I'm feeding your addiction now.
This is the longest I have not had a rock star.
Why?
In
since New York.
I had one though at the
but
end.
But it was
there.
The longest time you had gone without having one before you finally did.
Yeah, but I was
we
drinking
were there
like
for a while.
Whiskey and fucking.
Yeah, but it's still not Rockstar.
That's true. I did have one there though.
Yeah.
That last
I had
for Danny's birthday.
I had a $5 Red Bull.
That was fucking. I remember.
I made sure it was the best fucking Red Bull I ever
fucking
had.
Fucking A. He actually got wings.
I flew. Whoa. That Red Bull gave you wings. For
crazy.
$5, it fucking better.
All right, this one is called Killed Woman's Omelet Spiked.
What?
Like volleyball spiked.
Right.
Like going
five
to
pointer.
A rave, my hair spiked.
Right, like I drank some punch, spiked.
Like my man watching TV,
right.
Spiked. That's
TV.
Right.
Spike Lee.
Oh, hold
There's Spike
hold
Lee.
On.
I couldn't do that.
The Tom and Jerry cartoon, the big bulldog's name?
Spike. Yes.
Fucking A.
Fuck. What else? Do you ever watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
She slayed them fools with a...
Spike?
Fucking
Well,
A.
And there was a vampire in it named Spike.
Was there?
That's who I was going for.
The dude that lost his hand?
The blonde-haired dude. His name was Spike.
No shit.
Yeah, and he lived in the graveyard.
Wow. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
He did. Okay.
He had that British accent, and he was just a fucking sarcastic asshole.
That's crazy. When I was younger, when I was a kid, any, like, badass portrayed, like, the stereotypical badass kid, name was Spike.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm Spike.
The big bully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The bully. The fucking.
It's always Spike.
Right. Anyway.
Or Blade. It's either Spike or Blade.
Right.
For some reason.
A woman died after her boyfriend served her an omelet and wine laced with drugs. Should have served her hugs, not drugs.
Yeah. Say no to drugs, say yes to hugs.
Attacked her in a burning bedroom, a court heard. The Old Bailey heard how neighbors tried to rescue Dina Sharp, 39, after she called for help from a flat in Southwark, South London, last August. A 17-month-old boy survived the blaze, but suffered 75% burns, the jury heard.
75% of him?
Can you, like...
I would just kill me,
did
seriously.
You really survive? He's like, oh.
Well, my skin didn't.
You know, that reminds me of one of the Child's Play movies, when Chucky, when they just burned him and shit.
Yeah.
Like, 75% burn, still at it, gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah,
and
I don't
you
give
know
a
what?
Fuck.
Now, he's fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
he's
pissed.
Fucking pissed. And then, you know what? He gets a bride.
Yes.
And then they're both fucking
pissed.
And then
he sends his seed all over the fucking place.
Yep.
Stephen Singer, 36, of Southwark, denies her murder and a charge of attempted murder.
Right, like you should.
Hey.
You never say, it was
me. Good.
Wookie defense.
Finally. Somebody listened.
Finally.
They're not like, oh yeah, it was me and I set the place on fire and I tried to kill the kid.
Like, at least try to deny it.
We weren't even looking at you for that,
what?
But okay.
I wasn't even thinking
done
it was
and
you.
Done.
It's like, I'm glad that was easy.
He was also charged with arson, which was reckless to human life. Really? Really?
Oh my god.
No. I was just gonna burn this down. I'll burn this motherfucker down.
Burn
this
down. The roof.
The roof. The roof is on fire.
Yeah. No, seriously, your roof
no
is on
water.
Fire.
Let the 17-month-old burn. Mr. Singer was allegedly seen buying lighter fuel the day before the fire, the jury heard.
It's kind of a giveaway.
I have a Zippo.
Yeah.
So sue me.
No, it was like charcoal lighter fluid, not like,
But I also do have a Zippo.
Oh.
Hey. Sometimes you need charcoal fluid when you gotta light this
when you
bad
got a Zippo like that. And that thing actually does work. It just needs...
It's gonna as soon as we put a fucking wick in it the size of your fucking pecker.
God.
About 2 gallons of fucking kerosene.
Oh, wait, here, you just are now grabbing the lighter.
I know, that's some
that
awesome
is a sweet
lighter.
That's
what,
oh,
yeah.
God.
We're gonna go up to the gas pumps, yeah. Be like some 91 octane fucking filler up. prosecution lawyer Andrew Monday said neighbors heard Miss Sharp's cries and she was seen at a flat window with flames behind her. Mr. Monday said a man in a motorcycle gear, alleged to be a singer, was seen casually walking away, singing a tune. Was walking away from the building and rode off, oblivious to the fire. Like, maybe he had just started the fire.
Maybe.
Do you think he had an awesome catchphrase? He was like, hey.
Need a light.
And then tosses it.
Yeah.
Like, Eddie.
I hope he said that.
I fucking hope he said that shit. And I hope it comes out in court that they're like, and we even heard him make the pun. He said, hey, need a light.
What is that
awesome.
From?
Multiple movies, I'm sure.
That,
I think
you know what
I'm
I remember that from?
Spawn.
You know what I heard
when
that
he
from?
When he doused him in gas, and he's like, or no, Spawn, he's like, see you in
you
hell.
You remember StarCraft?
See you in hell. StarCraft?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Terrans?
Yes.
The Firebats?
Yes.
Need a light.
Holy
yep,
shit.
That's where it
that's
is.
That's awesome. Wow, nerd.
Wow.
Holy
I wow. played a lot of StarCraft, I'm
that
sorry.
That is amazing. The jury was told how 4 neighbors broke into the house and rescued the boy, but Miss Sharp died from brain damage caused by injuries to her face and head, not from the fire. Totally separate thing.
Right.
She had little problems in the face.
Yeah, a little bit.
In the facial area.
She was kind of burned.
Right.
She was a burner before
also,
she was on fire.
Also.
Right.
She was on meth. the toddler was found on the bed and had been partially shielded from the flames by Miss Sharp's body. Do you think their two bodies just melted together?
Because your skin does actually melt.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Just, ugh.
Ugh.
You know, what does that smell
who's
like?
Who did I watch
what's that? What's
that
smell?
I watched this video. I can't remember who now for some reason, but some people were drunk and like doing jumps over this big fire, and some dude tried to do a cartwheel and set his hand right in the fire, right in the coals, and it showed his hand, and the skin was literally just hanging and melting. I can't remember who I saw that with.
Hey,
it was so fucking
when
gnarly.
When it said you're flame retarded, he meant you're actually retarded, not fireproof.
Yeah, they're totally different.
Lighter fuel was found in the room where there were three seats of fire, including one under a suitcase between the bed and bedroom door, the jury was told. After her death, Miss Sharp's blood was found to contain traces of sleeping pills.
Mm.
Get a little tox screen on that shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think you would know that if you poison somebody in this day and age, they can find out.
Right,
like,
you don't,
do
it that way.
There is a poison that is undetectable.
I don't think so.
Ricin toxin, fucking arsenic. I mean, anything you could think of, they can probably detect.
Probably. And, well, because all of it goes into your blood.
Well, yeah, and
so, and they just run your blood. Damn. Wake up. You need a rock star.
We need to fucking wrap this shit up.
All right. Well, we can go after your story.
Mr. Monday said Mr. Singer had made an omelet, but had left his half a omelet and some wine, which were found in the flat, were discovered to contain the same drugs. Mm. Mr. Monday said, quote, you may take the view that there were, or that, what? You may take the view that there was a plan by this defendant to cause her a fatal overdose.
Wait.
Or at least...
How do they know that he gave her the sleeping pills? She could have taken sleeping pills to go
maybe
to sleep.
Maybe she's just a drunk. You don't know.
Yeah. Well, if they found sleeping pills in her, she could have taken those herself.
I actually put meth in her food because she sleeps all the fucking time.
I know. And she still passed
and
out.
And then she set the place on fire. She's like, woo, meth!
She gets drunk and goes crazy, you know?
Fucking crazy.
Fucking bitches,
man. The defendant to cause her a fatal overdose or at least incapacitate her. And that is it for that story.
You want to just leave it at that? We're an hour and 54.
Yeah, I'm fucking good. Unless do you have something really good?
Nothing
or?
Really good, no.
No?
No.
There wasn't really that many that were really good.
Nah, I got, I don't know. Right. I like the ones you had and the first three
I
did.
Yeah, yeah, no,
good.
They were good. I'm just saying, there wasn't like Wednesday. We had some fucking killer stories.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I love that.
All right, well, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm good after all this fucking shit. As usual, guys, thejamhole.com, that's our site. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thank you, everyone who joined us on thejamhole.com/chat. That was where the live thing was. Yeah, I don't like how laggy it is.
No,
but
it
I don't
looks
know what
good.
To do, guys.
It really looks good.
Honestly, if you have any suggestions on where we can stream our live shows from,
this is reliable as this.
Email info@thejamhole.com. I would like a good uptime.
Preferably like always, maybe.
That might be too much to ask. But
an uptime of every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night would
be
nice.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, take the
fuck
you
can
off.
You don't have to work at all on those days.
Yeah, you can just chill.
Just have those off.
Maybe I'll look into Stick'Em. I'll look into Justin TV.
Yeah, some
TV.
People were saying Stick'Em.
Mogulus, I hear, is doing better now. But
we went with... Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. This is... Whatever. But, thank you, guys. This was episode 189. The podcast version will be out Saturday in the afternoon sometime. That's I always say, like, the shows are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's the live shows. The actual podcast comes out Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Because, usually I have to work early in the morning, so by the time we're done, you know, if he does it, he usually falls asleep, so it doesn't get done until
that
next.
I don't even do it when I get up.
But, we record Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Shows release Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So, right. Leave us a voicemail for Monday's show, episode 190.
Yeah.
Wow.
For 200, we should try and get some money for something.
For something?
For some green or some booze.
Like it's 1973.
Like it's episode 200.
Yeah. We can do that live. Fucking shooting up cocaine, a live video.
Oh,
cameras.
I was just thinking like weed, but we can get some coke.
Oh, fine.
I'll do some coke.
P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana.
I won't do any pills, but I'll do some coke.
9903.
Remember that girl at that party?
Oh, no, what'd she say?
I'm not gonna do pills, but...
No, I'm not gonna shoot pills, but I'll...
But I'll do some coke. But I'll,
something like that.
Yeah, I won't shoot at pills, but I'll do some coke.
But I'll snort them or something,
yeah,
I thought.
It was something stupid.
Something stupid. Yeah, you can Skype the Jam Hall, lowercase, all one word, thejamhall.com/Twitter, thejamhall.com/my... We'll see you guys Monday. Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hall. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hall.com.